Hey, welcome back, you guys. I'm your host, Peach Monkey Gaming, and today you are back with Mike Birdman and finally Skimpy. For some reason, you keep coming back from the bloody dead once again.
I'm a busy man. I'm hard to get a hold of.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who says bloody dead? Where'd you pick that phrase up from?
I don't know. Like, yo, I make so many terms in my head that I just connect one and one. It's like Legos, and then it just
becomes a new definition.
I'm going to make my own dictionary one day. I am telling you.
Why?
But
just terms you made up.
You know what? You'll see. One day it'll say Peach Monkey terminology, and I will have a section in the dictionary. But let me get started with Mike. Let us know, how did your week go?
It was pretty cool. Man, I don't think I really played a solid anything this week. I played a bunch of the PlayStation Plus games, but that's my time for talking about that. But apart from that, I don't know. I guess I didn't really play anything super in particular. I started my Death March run in The Witcher 3, mm-hmm. which, if you don't know what Death March is the hardest difficulty.
Oh my god.
It's not the biggest deal. It's pretty okay. It's pretty manageable. Lots of people suggest you play the game on the hardest difficulty from the outset. Because the main thing it does is just make the combat more challenging.
Oh, that's what's up.
And it's been
it
pretty cool.
It's already challenging.
On normal, it's pretty alright. It just makes the mechanics a little bit more stiff. So, like, I just did the very beginning thing with the Noon Wraith at the well.
Mm-hmm.
And you literally cannot damage the Noon Wraith if you don't use the Yharnam sign.
Oh, wow.
So, normally, the way they suggest it, so the Noon Wraith is like this ghost around the well. And, mm-hmm. like, if you try to attack it, if you use the Silver Sword, you can probably hit it. But on Death March, you cannot hit it until it's in a Yharnam. And then once you can, then you can hit it. But, like, of course, like, as the combat is, like, you can probably do, like, two hits, and then it'll probably, like, go out of it, or you'll probably hit it out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll be that, so...
Sounds like a nope.
It's okay so far. I think it's, like, I'm still in White Orchard, so it's pretty different. But I'll have to see. The Noon Wraith was the one part where I was just like, I don't know about this. The first fight with the ghouls is pretty intense because I think it's an awful first fight. Like, they start you out in the game, you do the tutorial, and then they immediately put you up against five enemies that can stagger you and block.
Oh my god.
And I think that's awful. I think they did, like, a really bad job doing, like, that grouping of enemies is probably okay at best, but, like, at the beginning of the game, it's pretty awful. Like, you could easily just die right at that point. Yeah. I think I did.
How are you even accomplishing this? I don't even understand, dude.
It's not that bad. It's just, like, you have to pay attention, and since I did play the game already the first time, it's just, like, a matter of, like, I already know what to expect. I just need to figure out how to, like, best manage, like, all the stuff in the game.
It's kind of funny, because every time you play a certain game, you always push yourself to, like, the ultimate artist mode.
I normally don't. In any normal situation, I probably would have put the game down already, but... in playing the game the first time, I played it on the easiest difficulty, so I was just like, yeah, I don't really think I got everything that I could out of it, so I'm going back in, and I'm doing it on the hardest difficulty, and I'm going to try and get as much as possible in the game.
I played it on normal, because I was like, I'm just going to just play this game.
Yeah, I was really worried that people were trying to spoil the game. I don't know if I mentioned this before, or in the last week's show, but I was super worried people would spoil it, so I was just like, I need to get through it as fast as possible.
It's like, I need to get all the achievements. It's funny because when I play some games, depending what game, like, the last one I remember on system was, like, Dante's Inferno. I played it on the hardest mode you can know. I was just like, fuck that, let me play in hard. Because, I don't know, I think that's, like, the full experience. Like, they're trying to just throw everything at you, and that's what you're supposed to play it at. But that's my opinion.
Usually that's what I play. Like, if I'm playing a game like Dante's Inferno or something, I'm going to play on, like, the hardest difficulty.
Yeah, right?
Like, when I played every Halo game, I played through on Legendary.
Oh my god.
When I play Call of Duty, I'm going to play the story mode through on the hardest difficulty.
I'm a pretty strong believer that, like, I usually play on whatever the game considers normal is.
Uh-huh.
Unless they don't really say. Like, if there's an easy and a medium, I usually pick easy. But I'm a strong believer that, like, from a game development perspective, you should design the game without a difficulty in mind. And it should just be the optimal experience, like, from the outset without having to pick.
Yeah, I agree with that, because you want to have it balanced. Like, if you want to go hard mode, it's just like, oh.
Like Dark Souls.
Yeah, Dark Souls is a pretty good example. Like, there is no difficulty.
Yep.
It's just all around, right? Like, it just progressively gets hard as you go through the game.
I mean, it starts hard, what? And you just kind of have to learn and adapt.
Oh, okay.
I think, like Ikaruga is a good example of what difficulty should mean. It's just, like, the beginning easiest mode is just the game in, like, a pretty vanilla state. But then, like, as you increase the difficulty, it actually gets a lot more, like, super, super challenging. And I think it's a good idea of just, like, if you just want to play the game, like, an idea of the normal experience of the game is probably the easiest difficulty, but if you bump it up to the hardest, that is, like, extraordinary difficulty. Like, that's not what normal people should play, but it's there if you want, like, an added challenge.
It's like, don't try it out. Don't
like, Legend of Zelda. Like, most of the Zelda games are just have, like, one... Actually, all Zelda games have, like, one difficulty, and then some have, like, Master Quest or something where you can go back and then replay the game backwards or whatever thing they decide to do.
Yeah, like, I think that's a thing of just, like, Zelda's a puzzle game, and, like, you can't have scaling difficulty in a puzzle game.
Exactly, that would be stupid.
It'd be hard. Well, let me jump to Birdman real quick. How was your week, dude?
Oh, that was great. What?
No,
What did you do?
Let me tell you guys about my amiibo hunt.
I know, that's exactly what I was jumping for.
Tell me about the amiibo hunt.
Dude.
So, everything went smoothly, believe it or not. Like, I got to Target at like 7 o'clock, and there was already like 6 people in front of me. But from there, I got Jiggly, Wario, what did I get from there? I got Silver Mario.
You got Lucina.
Pac-Man. And then I got the GameStop, and where we're at, it's GameStop, and then Best Buy. For some reason, there was more people at Best Buy. It was like one person at GameStop when I got there. So I waited there for like an hour and a half, and the dude was handing out tickets. So he's like, "Oh, hey, what do you want? You want like Wario, Charizard?" And I was like, "You get a Wario and a NES."
Oh, so, you got a NES.
You look like you drew like you were fucking crazy. NES? We'll just say NES.
Look. But with Ness, my buddy already pre-ordered me one, so I had a ticket for another friend.
Oh, lucky, man.
Yeah, and the guy I gave the Ness to, he mains Ness, so.
I was like, hey, so? I like Ness, too. I want Ness. I'll fight.
It's like, did he bring a bat? If he brought a bat, then I would give him the ultimate acceptance. But if there's no bat, fuck him.
He didn't bring it back. I got him the Ness Amiibo.
me and Ness Amiibo. What about me?
You didn't say anything.
I said lots of things.
You didn't tell me, hey, Birdman, can you hold on to a Ness Amiibo for me?
See, they're going to reprint it. I know they're going to reprint it soon because Ness is, like, in high demand.
They're still selling them, but they got UK imports and shit.
It's my boy.
See, that's all. I need to get Ness. Once I get Ness, I will feel accomplished.
Yeah, but like, I'm missing Ness. I need Ness.
All I need is Greninja. That's the only one I didn't get.
You didn't get Greninja?
But from GameStop, I got Wario and I got something else. Oh, I got an Ike. Yeah, that was sick as shit. Because that man's rare. He's like, the guy that was running the store, he's like, oh, hey, we have Ike in the most casual voice. With like this giant line of people, he's like,
"Oh yeah, we have Ike."
I'd be like, "Do you know how hard it is to get? Like, he's like a fucking Rosalina."
Yeah, and me and my buddy were like,
"Oh, they just jumped on somebody's head. Fuck that!"
And like, then,
dropkick.
Here's the thing that puzzled me: they had very limited amiibos. Like, GameStop had like no Robins or Lucinas. Target had like 4 of each.
Holy shit.
My local game store, shout outs to Play and Trade of Lusby, the owner there ordered 18 of each amiibo.
Holy shit.
He's the real MVP.
Just everything that wasn't exclusive. They had 18 Robins, Lucinas, Charizards, Wario, everything.
He's the real MVP.
Yep.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? So I bought Robin Lucina right there.
Oh, you're lucky.
That was a great
I just want Ness. maybe Martha Lucinda, but I mostly want Ness.
We're gonna take Mike to. We're gonna take you amiibo hunting, dude. Don't worry. We're gonna take you. Just so you can get the rare amiibo.
I don't want a rare amiibo. I don't give a fuck. I told you.
Yo, I have a spare Robin, so I can send that to him, and he can just open it.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah, sure, I'll open it. Fuck yeah.
Well, see,
you will not open it. Send it to me.
See, that's the thing. In the last episode, we were like, we're sending Mike in a rare ass amiibo, and he's gonna open it live and fucking spoil the dreams of so many.
Are the
people.
Splatoon ones rare or anything like that?
The squid one is just because it only comes in the triple pack, which I have, and I did open them because I wanted to use them.
Oh yeah, my friend opened that one, and I was tempted to take a video of it for this specifically. So
stop it! Stop opening
the
amiibos.
Wait, speaking of
Splatoon, monsters.
Speaking of Splatoon, that game is so much fucking fun. I love it. I love it. It's just so fucking fun. Like,
here.
Everyone needs to play this game.
Here, you can.
I want to get it. I want to get the game.
Then get it. It unfortunately, it's $60.
Unfortunately.
Hold on. Yeah. You're going to have to announce it with the next direct, but let me jump to Tech. What's up? How was your week, dude?
I don't know.
It just flashed by. See, this is why you come back from the dead. It's like you're like buried for a while, and then you just crawl out like, oh, daylight.
Here's
the because I work, I do shit, and then I sleep, and then I wake up, and then it's Thursday, and I'm just like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck happened?
I'm right there with you, dude. Time just flies by. Like, have you guys seen? We're already like in the sixth month of the year. It just feel like it flew by really
fast.
Holy
shit! What did you just say?
The sixth month of the year.
Yeah, and next month's my birth month.
Yeah, just six more months. The 12th is here. I'm just like, holy shit.
I don't know, but there's not enough time. I wish there was more time.
I agree.
There was more time when we were kids, but, you know, school.
Where's Doctor Who when we need him? We need to go back in the time machine.
Time Lords.
He's regretting everything. He's like, damn.
Well, what did you play this week?
Yeah, what game did you play?
Probably just Final Fantasy 14. I resubbed and tried to catch up all the content that I missed. And
when did you stop playing?
When did I stop playing?
Yeah.
Like, I think about 90 days after the game came out.
Okay.
Like in 2013.
Yeah.
So I missed a shit ton of content.
Yeah, you did.
Didn't they just come out with the DLC recently?
No, that comes out on the 23rd, which is what I'm trying to catch up for, because you can't access any of the new stuff on, like, Ishgard and stuff until you catch up on the story content.
So and there's like, a lot of story content. Did you at least you could probably get through the story in the first 90 days. Did you do that?
Yeah, I'm on, like, I'm already almost done. I'm, like, maybe, like, one patch of story content left.
Okay, yeah. I played up until whatever the last patch is, so I know everything if you're going to say something specific.
Yeah, I just like sped through like the entire story. It's content I missed from like 2.1 to 2.5.
Oh, that's what's up.
And like a week too. I was like, God damn, I have no fucking life.
You're just like dedication to Final Fantasy. I can't even make that time.
It's pretty awful. Like I think it was 2.2. I actually went through and watched and read everything, and that was like 6 hours.
What? Did you do it in one sitting?
Yeah, I did. I was streaming it or whatever, but...
Yeah, I wasn't going to do that. I was like, I just want to catch up. I don't fucking... I mean, I watched...
What about the epic struggle between the rising... Oh, what is it? The White Lotus? Is that what that group is called? I don't even remember.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
Yep.
I haven't even played that game yet.
I just spit through that shit.
He's just like,
fuck it. I got like 5 coils of Bahamut in like a few hours.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Just fucking go. I don't care.
That's intense, man.
Like I went from like gear level 50 something to 120.
Yep, that'll happen.
This week. I'm just like, I don't care. Let's just do it.
That's the way they've made the progression in the game anyway. So like you'll hit 50. You'll gear so you can get your relic weapon, and then you'll immediately jump up to whatever the gear cap is now, like probably 120, 130.
Yeah, it's like 130, I think.
Probably 135 is the cap.
Holy crap.
136?
Yeah, like, 135 is like the super leveled up relic weapon that you can get.
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to do, because that is so fucking tedious that I just want no part of it.
It's like, I just don't even want to get involved. It's just going to take too long, because that's what I feel like. It'll drag it on.
Like,
it only takes long now because people aren't... When people were doing a lot of the relic stuff, it was like a machine. It was ridiculous. Like, you could probably do it in Like, whatever you, however long you think it was going to take, mm-hmm. you could probably do it within a week.
Mm. Holy shit.
Like, the reason I got so caught up so fast is because I have such a good guild, and they just like, ah, we're going to run you through Shiva, we're going to run you through all these coils of Bahamut and stuff. I'm like, all right, shit, awesome. And I got really lucky on drops and Crystal Tower, so.
Hey, get it.
Caught up.
That's what's up. But let me hop onto me real quick. I just played, I'm still in the same boat on Majora's Mask. Haven't played any new games so far. I'm trying to catch up with that only because I haven't beaten it, sadly. And I still haven't even beat, let's say, Ocarina, since you're going back to, you're playing Ocarina right now, Birdman.
I haven't touched it since that day.
You haven't touched it yet?
Now I'm playing fucking Splatoon, man.
See, that, see, I'm on this verge. I'm this close to go buying a Wii U.
Well, close the gap and go do it.
Yeah. No, I'm waiting until E3, man. Did you? They have a bundle. They're releasing something. They're just not saying it.
They had a Splatoon bundle at Best Buy.
I know, but that's a Splatoon bundle. There's going to be another bundle
released.
That's
all you need.
I don't know. That's what I'm curious. I'm just waiting.
Like, shouldn't you got me Tensei Crossfire Emblem bundle? I'll buy a second Wii U for that.
Oh, I'll buy a second Wii U, dude. I would marry that Wii U. That's like my ultimate wife right there. That'll be my first wife.
They gave me wife bait. Just give me that game. Just stop fucking around. Give me that game. Like, you hear me, Atlas? Stop fucking around. I want that game.
Just release it.
Just give me the...
But let's get started with this. All right, Mike. Let us know what's up with your topic this week.
Okay, so this week is the first week of June, so that means PlayStation Plus games. Woo! PlayStation. So if you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber, you get a bunch of free games. Those games are Metal Gear Solid V Ground Zeroes. It's 5. I know, I like saying V, though. Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes, which is exclusive on the PlayStation 4. Skulls of the Shogun Bonafide Edition, which is also just on PlayStation 4. Super Exploding Zoo, which is listed as PlayStation 4 and Vita. Futuridium EP Deluxe, which is PlayStation 4 and Vita. Call of Juarez Gunslinger, which is on PS3. And Cloudberry Kingdom, which is only on PlayStation 3 also. So yeah, I had the opportunity to play or see every single one of these games. So if you have any initial questions, go ahead and ask them now.
Oh, dude, they look pretty fucking cool.
Worth downloading.
If you have PlayStation Plus, then they're always worth downloading.
Because, I mean, I've never played Metal Gear in my life.
Yeah. This one is like... I would say that you probably might enjoy it a little bit if you never played a Metal Gear Solid. It will make no sense, so get ready for that.
I mean, it's a fun game, like, by itself for the 2 hours that... I don't remember how long it was.
Probably 2 hours.
So it was still really fucking fun.
Yeah, so
I just want to get the HD collection. That's probably like the best.
Why isn't that a PlayStation 4 thing? What the fuck? Okay, so what?
The last Metal Gear Solid I played, it was like on the PlayStation and PSP. So do you still do the whole like sneaking around? I know, dude. It's been years.
Yeah. There's
the
sneaking
point of the
around.
Game. Tactical espionage action.
I mean, if you watch me play the part one, which will go up here at some point, let me tell you that that's not the case in all situations.
Ooh.
But.
Oh, do you run and gun through Metal Gear Solid?
Fuck yeah, dude. In Metal Gear Solid 4, they gave you an M4 with like an ACOG scope, and you could like put a grenade launcher on that. I was like, I'm gonna use it.
Tactical espionage.
I was tactical. I shot dudes like square in the head before they could react, and then like they didn't stand a chance.
Okay.
Yeah, so the only one that's worth mentioning is Futuridium EP. If you have if you're very sensitive to motion sickness kind of things, Futuridium EP will be a nightmare for you, probably.
That's what I was going to ask you about, too, because you played the other game that's like this, so I wanted to know how was your experience with this one compared to that one.
Yeah, so I guess we can start with Futuridium EP. Futuridium EP is, it's pretty cool. It's a little bit different than Race the Sun, in that Race the Sun, I would say, is like a... It's pretty much like an endless runner, if that makes sense to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not quite that. Futuridium EP is more like an arcade style game where you fly through a level. There are fixed levels. You fly through the level and you are also shooting a bunch.
Hey.
And you're trying to shoot these blue blocks that are there. And then that's kind of it. You go for a high score. It's a high score kind of game. There are credits. Or they're not credits. Well, there are credits, I guess. But like the way it works is like you have a specific amount of energy that you go through. that just depletes over time. And by shooting blue blocks, you get energy back. And by dying, you just lose a big chunk of energy. So you just don't want to die. But yeah, so that's kind of the game. There's a bunch of levels. There's like 5 zones. You try to get through all 5 zones. It's a, like I said, it's an arcade-based kind of game, so you try to go for a high score.
Okay. Yeah, it looks cool,
it's,
though.
It's got a really strong, like, really, really cool aesthetic. Like, it just looks super good. The colors are really vibrant, depending on... There's skins for the game that make it, like, more vibrantly colored, if that's your thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it moves fast. There's a really hard color distortion around the edges of the screen, so it makes it feel and look really, really fast. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I mean, like I said, if you're sensitive to motion sickness, like I am, it will make you feel like you're starting to get motion sick if you play for too long.
Like I was just staring at it, and it was just making me dizzy.
Yeah, let me try and find some like gameplay, so you can kind of see what the levels are like. Yeah, it's super hard. So I would say that one of the things that's kind of really distinctive about the game is there's a pretty strong sense of going forward speed, mm-hmm. but the ship feels really slow left and right. So as you're moving left and right, you move really, really slow, or a lot slower than maybe you think, or I think you move slower than I thought you would.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, it's super bright and colorful, and I guess
it's like so much is coming at you, you're just like... trying to get it, because it's like disorienting, like every move. I can see why they make the mechanics move slow, because shit, if that shit was moving too fast, I crashed into the wall immediately.
Yeah, so this is one place where I'm just like, I'm not a game developer, but I would say that like the aesthetic is really strong, and I would really like to see a like an Endless Runner style. Like, I wish Race the Sun just looked like this, honestly.
Yeah, I think I like this a little bit better visually than Race the Sun.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think one thing that Race the Sun definitely feels a lot faster than this, though. Like, this, I think this just looks a lot more pleasing because it's really colorful, but Race the Sun, you definitely, there's a better sense of locomotion as you're playing Race the Sun.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if that's not really quantifiable, but...
Dude, imagine this on the fucking Oculus. I think this would be cool.
I mean, I would imagine that this would be like an Oculus kind of game, but again, the game by itself makes me feel motion sick, so on the Oculus, this is just like a no-go.
You're going to end up throwing up.
Yeah, the color distortion makes it feel like it's wrapping around your head already, so it's not really all that great.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
I want to fall out of my chair. That's one thing I definitely know. Like, I love playing games like this, and like just like Race the Sun, if I played that shit with the Oculus, oh my god. Like, I don't know, I just feel like it's more engaging, and you're getting the feel of it, even though it's going to, like, fuck you up mentally.
Yeah, this is fucking me up, like, physically, dog. Like, I'm good. So...
Like, I don't want to get any more realer than this.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that stood out. I think a lot of the other ones are really good. Like I said, Ground Zeroes is, like, pretty, pretty strong. You were asking, like, if, like, I don't, maybe you've, like, never played another Metal Gear game, maybe. Like, if you should even consider it. Like, absolutely. I think it's fun. Just don't go into it expecting, like, exactly what people would expect of Metal Gear normally.
Agree.
It is a lot different. It is pretty similar to 4 in some way.
Okay, because I assume
they're gonna change the entire Metal Gear saga for you.
Holy
crap. I mean, I don't think we need that right now. Like, the podcast would be like, whatever, like 4 hours long.
That'll be the whole podcast.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different. It's a little bit more action-oriented, even if you take it more stealth-like. So in the gameplay you're watching, this is me playing... This is not normally how you would play Metal Gear Solid. I'll just get that out of the way ahead of time. But yeah, it's a lot different. But it's also kind of like the original Metal Gear Solid in that this mission in particular is very nonlinear, and it doesn't even point you in the direction of the objective. Like the way it works is that at a certain point they give you a cassette tape of a person walking through the base, and then you have to use that cassette tape and go through their footsteps and try and make your way to where they went.
Oh shit.
So you have to like just be listening, or you just have to guess or just intuit where they went, but it's not exactly, there's not just like this big fat triangle that's just like, yeah, go here and then be sneaky, I guess.
So it's really, it's like you're being the spy and you have to make the correct decision so that you don't get fucking caught.
Kind of. Or you can be like me, like I'm about to do, and just shoot the guy.
Or You could not.
Yeah, this isn't here, and I don't want to bring it up, but there's a point where, like, this is different in that, hey, there's a tank on this level, and you can just get the tank and shoot people with it. And maybe I did that.
That's one way to play the game.
Get it.
I finished the level, so, I mean...
Isn't that the moral?
Yeah, I think one thing that's worth mentioning about Ground Zeroes is that if you're on the fence about it, you should definitely download it, because it's 2 hours long.
Okay.
You'll probably finish the entire demo in one sitting and then just want to delete it.
Oh,
there's extra side things if you'd like those. So if you're like a Metal Gear fan, there's like a find all of the intel on this mission area, and it's different than what you're seeing, which is the normal game.
So like the mission doing this and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. In fact, like I haven't timed it, so it's probably different. But if you went through the level as fast as you could and just like got to the places and knew exactly where to go, you could probably get through the game faster than the amount of cutscene that is in this game.
Oh wow! Because
there's a pretty significant amount of like story cutscene that's in the game, and a lot of it's just like preparatory stuff for Phantom Pain. So
real quick, I love how you're fucking dancing with fucking Metal Gear, just back and forth.
Oh yeah, I was so yeah. This is the video from like the part one that will go up at some point here soon, and yeah, I'm pretty much just fucking with Nelson. Because he was just like, yeah, you should definitely sneak and stuff. And I was like, nah, fuck that.
I like sneaking. That's why I like Metal Gear. I like, you know, being all stealthy and taking down people and not alerting the entire base to my presence and running around trying to not die with endless amounts of waves of people coming.
No, I'm like whatever.
Whatever.
I'm a fan of whatever, really.
Yeah, I remember playing this back in the day. It still has the same concept as the sneaking, and that's what made it fun. Definitely, that's what I loved about Metal Gear.
I like completing it more clean than having just a giant body count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the game actively punishes you for killing people, so I will say that. I guess, how much do you guys want me to like describe like what the gameplay is like, or for Metal Gear? Do you think it's like people know what Metal Gear is? Because okay. I don't think I really described the game at all.
Yeah, give a brief description of it.
That came out of nowhere. In fairness, it's tactical espionage action. So this game in particular, you're sent in to find two hostages, I guess, or captives, and they just kind of dump you on the side of this base, and they're just like, yeah, just sneak in and try and find where they are. So somewhere here in the base is a person that you need to rescue, and then you just kind of have to do what you need to do to find them, and they advise sneaking or fucking people up.
I don't want to spoil it, but like, do you have to do what you're doing right now, carry the person from the inside of the building all the way to the outside?
Well, you don't have to carry them that far. If you can find some place where you can hide the body and somebody else won't find it, then that's preferable.
Yeah, they will find dead bodies and be alerted to your presence. But you don't have to take them like all the way to the outside of the base. What I was trying to do was throw them over the edge, but I couldn't figure out. I found out afterwards, but at this time I did not.
It's like, be gone. Oh, shit. You almost...
It's pretty open in the way that... So one thing that I appreciate about it as well as far is like they advise you to sneak around. Mm-hmm. It's like a third person. It's a sneaking game, but it's also, you can play it like a third person shooter if you'd like to. It's not advised, and the game actively punishes it for you.
I like that they give you both options now, so then it makes the game, it like has two different mechanics now. It's not just specifically focusing around the sneaking, and now playing it in third person is just like, hey, you know, you're not limited.
I think it's just that they're making it a lot like 4, which 4 was like, there was a bigger thing about that, and not necessarily about giving you both options.
Mm-hmm.
So, it resembles 4 in a lot of ways. So if you're watching this and you played 4, then it's a lot like 4 so far. Like this demo is, if you didn't play 4 and you don't know what Metal Gear is, it's a lot different than anything else you play. So, cool shit. Oh, here, this is probably a good thing to end on.
As the bodies explode.
Yeah, so... yes.
Aiden to the guard tower.
And I might have. So the other games are pretty cool. Skulls of the Shogun is a strategy, turn-based strategy game. A lot of people will probably call it something like, what's that game? Fire Emblem or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say it's pretty similar to that, probably.
Like a tactical RPG?
It's a tactical RPG. It's a bit closer to something like Fire Emblem or something, I would say, than XCOM, I guess. XCOM is a bit more tactical, I would say. And Fire Emblem is heavier on the RPG elements, as this is. There's a strong sense of, like, leveling characters up kind of mid-combat, and every character, I guess XCOM has like a little bit like every character is kind of important, has their own kind of thing going on. One thing that is kind of special about this is it's entirely three-dimensional. It fully utilizes the 2D plane as opposed to being grid-based, like
like Fire Emblem, where you have a certain amount of space to move, but here I can see you have up, down, you know.
It's radius based. Yeah, no, I didn't really get too far into it to get a lot of the mechanics, but if you're familiar with things like XCOM or Fire Emblem or Syndicate, Old Syndicate or something like that, then this will be right up your alley. I think it is more like those than something. I was going to compare it to something like Disgaea or Makai Kingdom, but it's not quite like those because there's not like, I don't think you level up characters or anything like that in particular, but there is like a mechanic in the game where if you kill an enemy, you can eat their skull.
Oh, shit.
And then if you eat three skulls, then that character turns into a demon.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's
fucking savage.
It's pretty savage. And I believe if you eat six skulls, then that character gets two actions per turn.
Holy crap, there's like no fucking mercy in this game.
Dude, you're dead. This cool thing is the story of the game is... it's a strategy RPG. I don't know how to describe it anymore. But the story is like you're a shogun. You're like a general. And you've made your way to the afterlife, and you're just like, all right, here we go, I'm going to go. So the way it works is there's this line that you get in where people, when you get to the afterlife, they judge you to determine like where you go in the afterlife, I guess. I'm not really 100% sure on it.
Mm-hmm.
This general got there, and he was like, nah, fuck that. I don't want to wait in line. I'm going to go. Fuck this line. Fuck these people. It'll take like 500 years. I don't have time for that.
Damn.
He's just like, whatever, I'm going. And then all of these dudes in blue are just like, nah, you can't do that. We're going to stop you. And then you fight them.
Oh, shit. It's like, no, just send me to the afterlife now. I want to go up there.
Yeah, so it's cool. I think one thing that will come across in videos is that it has a lot of charm. It's got, like, it's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
The tutorial is the part that I skipped here in the beginning. And, oh, it's kind of going through tutorial stuff now. But the tutorial is pretty well done in that... it's not like a thing, like I honestly really hate tutorials in like modern games because it's just like you're playing and then it pauses and then it's just like, hey, hit the X button to jump.
Oh yeah,
and then it's just
that.
Like hit start to continue and it's like, all right, I started to continue, then I jumped, and then it stops again and it's like, hey, the square button does this. I hate that so much.
Yeah.
And this manages to fold it. It does that a little bit, but it folds it into the game a little bit enough that it doesn't feel super offensive and it doesn't treat me like a 5-year-old.
Yes, I definitely hate those about fucking modern games. It's like, I understand where X, triangle, circle is, you know.
Yeah, well, I've never been a fan of a lot of hand-holding in video games.
It's not that. It's just like, I understand why you need to do it. It's just, I wish that they did it in a more of a graceful way. Like,
yeah.
Like,
but that's what game manuals were for.
I don't think game manuals are that good either.
I never fucking read
them. I never
manuals.
Read them.
I just looked at the pictures.
Yeah, I never read them, so I don't think they're very, very good or very useful in terms of like teaching mechanics. I think like the best way to like learn how to play a game is by playing it, and then if at some point you can't introduce mechanics in that process, then they're a problem somewhere. I think that's like a Zen state of gaming kind of thing that probably like I fall into.
Dark Souls.
Yeah,
not,
I agree, because it's like as you're playing through, let's say if you're supposed to do that certain attack, like they tell you press XX to do like a super special move or something, and if you fuck it up, like they're just going to let you try it again. You know, it's like you're already getting the gameplay, and you're like, okay, here, I won't fuck this up, and the game just flows. Because I like when a game just flows in from the tutorial, and you're just right into the game. I don't like that taking time, learning, did you get that? And it resets, and it's like, no.
And real quick, I don't really like, I don't think Dark Souls really even has a tutorial, but the thing that I do like about their introductory segment is that where they do tutorialize, they do it in a way that makes sense within the game's context. So like button prompts and like what they do are integrated into in-game messages. Mm-hmm. And while you couldn't do this as a player, it starts to condition you to understand that, like, hey, these are potentially useful messages. And I think that's really smart. But yeah, no, it's cool. It's fun. It's got a lot of charm. It's one of the things, like, they're definitely, like, really aware of what they've got, because the loading screens for the levels are really strong. Oh, like, one of them looks like a PlayStation game cover.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
They wanted to go for, like, a nostalgic feel.
Yeah, definitely. my friend and I are, like, the kinds of people that would appreciate that, and we appreciated it a ton.
Yeah, I like that, because it's like they're taking the time and effort to give recognition to the game, you know? It's like, hey, you know, we're given an opportunity to make it free. Let's put it up.
Let's see if I can find it. I don't want to, as much as I don't want to take, like, forever to do something as stupid as this, I really want to take the time to do something stupid like this. But yeah, it's a strategy RPG, I'm not sure, or it's a strategy game, I guess. I'm not sure how much RPG is there. I played exactly one level, so maybe there's a lot of stuff that I'm missing. But it is available on PlayStation Plus in the month of June, like I said, so if at all this looks appealing, or that did look appealing, then you should just get it without thinking. Stop thinking.
Would you try this one out, Tyler?
There you go, this right here.
Maybe. I don't know. I saw it earlier and I was like, eh.
It looks pretty cool, though.
Yeah. I don't see why. So here's the thing that I'm not gonna. That's it. I'm just gonna chase. As a PlayStation Plus user, I don't see why you wouldn't at least download them and give them a try since they are free.
The other reason I have PlayStation Plus is so I can play Destiny.
Oh, so you have to use PlayStation Plus to play Destiny. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. And then so the last game is Super Exploding Zoo, which. I just want real fast, with a name like Super Exploding Zoo, what kind of game do you think it is?
Fucking animals exploding into a billion pieces and organs all over the place.
Okay.
Maybe a Super Exploding Zoo of some sort?
Okay, well. Well.
Do they explode?
I'll just let that go. So Super Exploding Zoo, I just mention what the last two games are. The last two games, which I don't have video for, are Call of Juarez Gunslinger, which is very cool. It's got a strong aesthetic to it, like the rest of these, I guess. And it's a Western, first-person shooter Western. It reminded me a lot of the game 13. It's a first-person shooter with like a comic book aesthetic, I guess. I don't know if you guys played that or anything like that. I don't know if you guys have.
Yeah, I played it like a comic. It's, yeah, like, Comic Zone in a way. Do you guys know Comic Zone?
Kind of. Like in like the way it looked, I guess.
Yeah,
but
no modern.
Yeah, I had it on like the PC when it came out, like a Sega Mega Pack or something like that.
Hell yeah.
It's like that, but if instead of like making it comic book themed, they made it a Western, so it's pretty cool. There's lots of weird Western-y things, like if someone's about to shoot you and they're gonna kill you, then time slows down so that you can dodge the bullet at the last second. Which is pretty cool. There's duels.
Oh, that's dope.
They're pretty cool. Then the other game is Cloudberry Kingdom, which is like what I can guess is a randomly generated 2D platformer inspired by like more modern things like Super Meat Boy or other hard things. It's really hard. It's fucked up. Like there's toggles on the game. I don't have any video for it. There's toggles on the game that literally make it so like the wall is like a bunch of shit, and you just have to go through and not die.
Oh my god.
And then if you just make it through the level, then that's an accomplishment unto itself. So that's it.
Cool. Sounds like my kind of game, though.
Yeah, it sounds what's up.
It is randomly generated, so there's like an infinite possibility of.
And real quick, I'm seeing this video gameplay, and okay, so is your purpose to blow some of your fucking animals up? To collect more animals?
Yeah, let's get back to this, because this is important. So the way this works is you play these animals, right? And there's this, like, big, I don't know, big black clawed, teethy monster dude, right? And he's, like, going for the egg there, and you're just like, nah, fuck that. And so you have to use your animals, which are also bombs, and then they will just explode, and then that's how you kill them.
That sounds pretty fun. I don't mind.
For some reason, every animal has a cost or an amount that they're going to blow up. Oh, wow, that's awkward. That's not what we want. they'll blow up. And you can kind of see above their head maybe like a little bit. There's like two little dots.
Yeah, I see.
It takes six dots to kill one of these enemies.
The big black one?
Yeah, so you have to kind of... this will happen later in later levels, but you kind of have to ration out what kinds of things hit the enemy so that you end up with something. Something needs to be alive by the time you're done.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you slam into enemy dudes.
But, why are the animals bombs? How and why?
I didn't ask these questions, so I don't know. I was just like, that makes sense.
It's like,
sure,
how would
penguin
you like
bombs.
Yo, that's actually pretty cool. Like, they had, like, Gunther bombs.
Yeah, it sounds and looks, like, really fucking fun, but like, how and why?
I didn't ask these questions.
Okay.
Well,
so,
yeah, I mean, there's other things. It's just like, hey, these alligator ones are also bombs, but they're two. But they also, second, if you use them on water, instead they turn into a bridge.
Duh.
A few questions. All
okay.
Right. How and why?
I didn't ask these questions. It seemed fine to me. It seemed like a normal thing to me, so I was just not, they're
it's
not
like,
by it at all.
It's like, who doesn't want to sip over a crocodile? They just turn into mashed potatoes when you cross the river.
Yeah, they're definitely not aggressive towards penguins or each other.
Okay, big question. Is this multiplayer?
There was a multiplayer mode, but I don't think I played it.
Yo, okay, this has to be done in multiplayer, blowing up penguins.
I don't know what it is. It said versus, and I don't have any idea what that would mean with this game.
Let me know if it's online play, because I am so down to do a live stream of blowing up penguins.
I think it is online. I don't know.
For those who can't see that on the podcast that are listening, there are exploding penguins, and you can walk over crocodiles.
Yeah,
so,
they just jump in the water.
Bridges for some reason.
Yeah, they're just like jumping in the water, like, yeah, I got you guys, and then...
And I love how derpy the penguins look, like its eyes are on the opposite
way.
Oh,
they're, everything is adorable in this game. As far as, oh, yeah, they get all mean-looking, as mean-looking as they can get when you start, like... if you press a button, they activate, so they're, like, ready to blow up, and they look all mean, and...
That is just,
what makes
dope.
Them blow up?
The bombs.
Yeah, they have, like, little antenna.
They have little fuses, like bombs do, so then once the fuse goes down, they blow up.
No, they're like, hey.
That's how bombs work, right? Once the fuse goes down, then it just blows up?
Okay, yeah.
Is that not how it works? Okay, then, yeah.
A few things, like animal bomb. How?
Yeah. There's a fuse on their head, and then when the fuse goes down, then they blow up.
Don't show PETA this. PETA will fucking freak out for stupid shit like this.
No, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but they're not normal animals, you know. They have fuses in their head, so it just makes sense.
Yeah, no, complete, solid, airtight.
Then for some reason, alligators are two, so you know that's just
completely understand. Don't say no more.
Like, yeah. One thing that actually is hard that's not apparent in this video is like, in this situation exactly where alligators are two, I want those to get exploded first. Because then I can just clean up with my penguins. Because if I do it in the wrong order, then everything will just die, and then I will lose.
That is fucking
awesome. So there is a level of strategy to it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's strategy as much as just like, hey, the levels last for exactly like 20 seconds, so just go for it, and then if you fail, whoops.
Like, oh well.
So there's like no consequence to blowing everything up. You just restart the level.
Yeah, sure. Like I said, it lasts about 20 seconds, so we're probably good.
Yeah, it's just being strategic about using your, let's call them, ammunition wisely. I would love...
They're animals.
How does PETA feel about this?
I don't know. I didn't check. I didn't really care. I thought it was amazing.
It's like exploding animals. Yes!
Yay!
I don't know where they came from, where this happens, why. These are all questions I didn't ask. I didn't really care.
I love it.
The rest just explode when you win.
Yeah, that's the fucked up part. Is when you explode anyway.
Like, you can't even use them for the next level. They're just like, fuck it, we won.
Yeah, next level to my ancestors. Boom.
Yeah, there's this like hub world thing, and I don't know what it is.
It's
there's,
so
like
cool.
Collectible shit and stuff. I don't know what it matters or anything.
Yeah, I am definitely playing this. Holy shit. Okay.
So there's this hatchery thing where I don't know how you get like the currency for it, but you can start spending it to unlock what I assume are skins for the animals. Like there was a dodo skin.
Okay, so people that are listening, like animals are literally flying into an egg, multiple animals, and they just hatch and evolve. Let's say.
Yeah, they're thrown into the thing. They explode on the egg, right? Then with the egg, eventually it just hatches.
That's pretty cool. It's like, yo, we gotta bring him out. Explode him!
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Like I said, if you have PlayStation Plus, maybe check it out.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty fucking fun.
Yeah, so that's PlayStation Plus. It's a pretty cool lineup for this month. There's not one that, like, super jumps out at me. I thought because last month it was Race the Sun. Mm-hmm. I thought Futuridium would be that for me, but it's just, it gives me motion sickness, so I can't.
Oh, that's what's up. You guys, check out the PSN Plus games for this month. It's really fucking dope. Hop on that. All right, let's jump real quick to Birdman. Let us know what's up with this Nintendo surprise, or the, as they call it, the Mini Direct.
Yeah, they give,
girl, you want the Nintendo surprise? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know?
Hey, oh no. All right, so.
What's this podcast rated? Can I say stuff like that?
Yeah, well, or, this is rated.
Are there kids?
You can go on. This is rated unrated. That's what we're going to give it.
Whoa.
Oh, okay, well, I don't want to see Skimpy getting all nudie in here, you know, Mr. Skimpy Wizard.
No, I'm going to get banned on Twitch. What the fuck is that? I will go to a black screen. I'm not afraid.
Get the real Asian mic in here.
Hey, get it. But,
okay.
I mean, did you see what he liked? I mean, if you can just find that, then. Or I like, sorry.
Oh, yeah, he had a very selective amount of preferences.
Okay, so little micro direct from Nintendo. Being a micro direct, there wasn't like much in it, so there was like a little few game releases that they're talking about, like a new Dr. Mario game.
Yup.
So I mean, it's Dr. Mario, it's another puzzle game. Woohoo. There's another Mario and Sonic Olympic games. Woohoo.
Awesome. Fuck yeah. Is that on the Wii U?
Yeah.
Okay. There are some diehard fans for that game for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, really, people get really crazy for fucking the Olympics. Like, there is a group.
I mean, like
that Mario and Sonic get the Olympic Games. Yeah, like, it's serious business.
They're hyped about Mario and Sonic at the Olympics. Not like the actual Olympics. Like, I can understand the actual thing, but like Mario and Sonic.
Because I'm surprised, like, to this point, they're still making those Olympic games, so they must be selling. Well, real quick, one thing I don't understand from these Olympic games, which is very, very stupid, and I still don't know why Nintendo does this, but why would you put a sprinting game with Sonic against the rest of the people if Sonic is supposed to be running super fucking fast, but Mario can beat him?
I believe Eggman and Bowser can keep up in speed with Sonic.
Look, he has the days where he wants to go fast, but then there's days where he wants to proceed at a reasonable pace.
Is he wearing like metal boots or some shit? Did he get like Mario's metal cap for his toes or so?
Slow the fuck down.
He's probably got like those like Rock Lee leg bracelets on him.
it's like no Sonic, you can't cheat this time.
Well,
like, how does Sonic not dog them in every single event?
I know, right? It makes no sense.
But
go on.
I guess if you like the game series, for the first time ever, they're adding golf to it.
Oh, Mario! Yeah. Mario's a shooting.
So, I guess, like in the actual Olympics, there's going to be golf. So yeah, hey, we're going to have golf too.
Surprisingly, that's coming back. I don't know how this is considered an Olympic game, but hey, it's a sport.
No. They're trying to get League of Legends in the Olympics too.
Really?
I will die.
So let's go. 100%.
No, not. Oh.
No, you just. I mean, you're just upset because America won't do well. That's it.
Not at all. But beyond.
That's why I'm upset. I'm glad there's no Olympics.
That
is a Korean owned, game right there. That's there. Just let them have that. And StarCraft. Let them have those things. Those are the things they're just going to dominate in.
I watched the trailer for this Olympics thing, and it looks all right. It looks cool.
I don't know. Like, I played one of them, and I did not like it at all. I was like, these controls are fucking stupid. And I just kind of gave up.
It's like, I feel like you have to play it with multiple people to get like the full experience, because if you're playing that game by yourself, it's going to get boring real fast.
I think they got rugby in here, too. Yo.
Yeah, they got rugby.
We could play Mario Party, which is better game.
Is there rugby in Mario Party?
No.
Just saying.
Probably not.
But do you want?
But like, it's not my dream to play rugby with Amy Rose from Sonic. I don't want to do that. That's not something I wake up and feel like I want to do in my heart.
Amy wants to throw some balls around. Probably that's what she likes to do. Yeah.
I don't want to do shot put with Rouge the Bat. That's not something that's in my mind.
Do I have to bring up the deviant?
Is shot put in there?
I don't want to do pole vaulting with
pole vaulting
with
in there.
Eggman.
Confirm or not confirm? Yo, pole vault, Eggman, pole vaulting though.
How does the
fucking legit? These are all things that I want. Why do you guys hate this so much?
Like Luigi ice skating. Like I this is not things that I think are fun. It's not things I want to do with Luigi ice skating. It's not on the list.
See, if it's multiplayer, I feel like it'll be fun. Like if we're all playing that game, yeah, that'd be cool. Throw in a little bit of alcohol, that'd be fucking excellent.
That's why we have Mario Party.
But Mario Party leads to rage.
Mario Party.
But in Mario Kart, can you play rugby?
This guy, he loves the rugby.
I can go on Rainbow Road, which I'm sure might be a little bit higher than playing rugby with Sonic and his shitty friends. So maybe like
200cc on Rainbow Road is pure cancer.
Oh my god, I heard.
No, it's the greatest thing ever conceived.
But have you played it yet?
Yes, with my Blue Falcon.
Oh my god. I haven't even touched it yet. I'm excited to play that. I need to play 200cc.
I almost popped the blood vessel.
Oh,
but hop back on the direct. Let us know what's up.
Yeah, I'm watching these trailers, and one of these things is just like, what the fuck is this? Okay, continue though.
All right. They're coming out with another Art Academy game. So I guess if you like drawing on a gamepad,
what
about it?
Can I draw penises? Yes or no?
Yeah. Probably.
I mean, look what they do in Splatoon. Do what you
want. Yeah, but they get, like, banned for that shit. That's not good.
They get banned for all those crazy Splatoon memes?
Yeah, you get banned on, like, other websites for posting Splatoon memes. so maybe I'm in a circle of people that was talking about Splatoon fan art, let's say, and how Nintendo's cracking down on that stuff. Maybe.
It's like, yo, we're taking Mario Paint and they're making penises all over the world.
Your old Squid Girls. How did we ruin that? I can't even blame
No, you know who's ruining it? Nintendo. Yeah. Because they're not letting us embrace the potential.
Have you guys heard of, like, that incident where they, it was a kid, he drew, like, a big-ass penis on top of his parents' roof, and they didn't notice for a year? So I just imagine to the point, you have a big-ass level, and some people just come together and just work together to make a big old dick in the Splatoon level.
I mean, that'll be gone in 3 minutes, but you can just put that shit on Miiverse. Miiverse is the terrible place for Splatoon right now.
Oh my god.
There's SpongeBob memes, there's fucking, like, senpai jokes with Inkling.
Yeah.
There was a 9-11 joke on there. You know how terrible that was? There was a Steel Beam joke on there. I'm like, that's terrible.
Yeah, Nintendo will not be able to crack down on all these individuals. Wow. I don't know what they're thinking. Like, yo.
They're just sitting in their offices like, oh, this was a fucking mistake. This is why they didn't add voice chat.
Like, they look at the name. They're going to look at 6-year-old Timmy.
They didn't add voice chat. That's the reason. We're so immature. We can't handle that.
No, I mean, the problem is Nintendo can't handle it. Like, if they didn't make a big deal about it, like, I honestly wouldn't have given a fuck about, like, the Splatoon fan art. But because they made a big deal out of it, like, literally the second I started playing, I was just like, all right, when did they start having sex? Like, that was, like, the first thing I asked. And I was like, that's not in the game. But because Nintendo was, like, so stingy about it, then I'm just like, I really want to make fun of this now.
I can see.
Well, they can't just, like, openly embrace it. That's even worse.
See, I mean, they don't have to. But just, like, don't be like, yeah, you can't do this. Like, you can't have fan art of the game, which we don't police.
You mean, like, when the fucking, like, the one incident where, like, the creators of My Little Pony, they made a character for, like, this cancer patient?
This little boy, he was dying of, was it cancer?
It was something.
Terminal illness, and they were going to make him a character upon his request in the show, and they had to ask the fan base not to make porn of him.
Nice. No, maybe.
And they deliberately did it anyway because they
had they did.
Yeah, of course. Yo, I mean, it's like, why would you tell them not to do that? Like, the first person that has the most pervious mind, they'd be like, "Yo, that pony can get a dick."
No.
You know, of course it's gonna happen.
No squid girls, no ponies.
Okay, think about it though. You're telling a kid, there's a big box of McDonald's French fries, right, just out of the oven.
Didn't that boy just died knowing?
Oh my
just porn. I would haunt every fucking asshole in the world if I just died knowing that the last thing I was in was pony porn. That's how I was remembered.
At least you're remembered, huh?
Yeah, at least you'll be known as the pony.
Most people never take fame, but him.
Think about it. At least in the heart of little kids, you'll be known as the pony. That was, you know, there. But in adults, you'd be known as the pony that got fucked by a dildo wearing an apple ball gag or some shit. People go as far to that.
Do they have apple ball gag? Is that a thing?
Oh. New pony, apple ball gag.
So what's about that Nintendo Direct?
Yeah, go on.
I just want to talk about the Direct. All motherfuckers want to talk about squid and pony porn.
Yo, Nintendo does this to itself. But
okay. Okay. So they're gonna the sequel to Bravely Default over. I don't know if anyone played that game.
When is it coming? Did they say? I didn't watch it. I mean, that's probably an E3 thing, right?
2016.
Hold up, the sequel to which one again? I apologize.
Bravely Second. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that game sold out pretty fast, man.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like the town view.
I like the game. I was like, playing it, wow, I'm bored already.
What was so unique about it, if you don't mind me asking real quick? Like, what would you consider that they were trying to make it unique about?
I don't know.
They were trying to make an homage to the original Final Fantasy.
It's another Square Enix RPG.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
It's more close to like the original, and I think if I had to point to anything, it played on the nostalgia for the original a lot.
Okay.
So if you don't really have a lot of nostalgia for that stuff, I can understand. I can see you not liking it.
Yeah. Like I got to one of the bosses, and I got my ass kicked, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll just try grinding for XP. And I sat there for like 20, 30 minutes. I'm like, this is really boring. I've grinded on WoW, and I'm like, this is fucking boring.
Well, be ready. There's going to be a number 3. It's like the guy already like developed the story. If number 2 sells just as much units as number 1 and, you know, a little bit more, bam, number 3 is going to be released. He already has the story.
I don't doubt it. I mean, I'm not going to play it, but I'm sure everyone else will.
Yeah, I haven't even played it yet. I love the cutscenes. But go on with the next thing for the Direct.
I guess the most important thing that came out of it for us was the new Chibi Robo game.
Yes!
Oh, Chibi Robo.
I guess it's been like more than 10 years since the GameCube release. I actually never played the original, but judging from what I've seen from the original to the new one, they're completely different.
Agreed.
Like, it's still Chibi Robo, but they're like completely different like play styles. Like the new one kind of looks like, it reminded me of like Castlevania, like all the loops and shit.
Thank you. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
See, and on, what I felt about the game was, like the, you start off cleaning in the first one, but Chibi Rob has like been all over the place, like gardening and then fighting shit, you know. But now with this one that they're trying to do a side scroller, I'm thinking that they're trying to get him more known and trying something different. But it, to me, it's very generic. There's nothing very unique to just throwing your plug, hooking on, and going on like a Mario platformer. You know? It's cool, though, because I love Chibi Robo, but I don't know. I just feel like they could push a little bit more on it.
Well, they're going to push it with that amiibo.
And I am getting that shit.
I don't know. It looks cool. I never played the game, but I might get it.
If anything, I'll say play the GameCube version. Like, you play the game? I have it. Yo, I will send it to you. It's pretty cool. But you basically in the GameCube, you're responsible for cleaning the house. You're like the people's maid, like a tiny little ass robot with big ass fucking people. But you're everybody's maid, and you could stick like, imagine this, you're the size of a raisin, and you could put a ball of paper in your fucking head, and then throw it in the trash. It's all over. It's Nintendo. You know, but it's pretty cool, though. You're, like, cleaning shit with the toothbrush. But, yeah, it's completely different. But I think they're trying to push this IP to get them more known. Do you think... Like, what do you think about them?
In my opinion, it was more of like, oh, hey, guys, remember this character? Well, he's back in a new game. Completely different.
Revamped!
I don't really think it's like, oh, hey, here's this new character that's been around since GameCube. We just didn't really do anything with him. It's more of like, oh, hey, guys, you like CB Robo? Here's another game. That'll sell, right?
Yeah, see,
I feel like more companies should do that. Just start digging up their old IPs. Hey, remember Onimusha? Yeah, give them one of those. Yeah, just start throwing out old IPs at us. I'm down.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
If you want to throw,
I feel like you say that
movie,
now, but they do that.
Don't,
but
don't
what,
that.
What you want is like an old IP that hasn't been released recently because everyone's just like, hey, you should make new IP, and then they don't do that either.
Shenmue 3!
What would Shenmue 3 even be?
Awesome.
Okay.
Oh. It depends if they change
who
the mechanics.
Is that Sega? That's Sega, right?
No, yeah, no, it was Sega. But no, the development company that made Shenmue is just fucking gone. Like, that's not even a fucking thing anymore.
That's like,
it's probably because Sega published them.
Well, shit, Sega published them, but the fucking development company, that's...
Like, real quick, that reminds me of fucking Okami. Have you guys played Okami?
No.
Yes.
No? Hop on that shit. It's a really beautiful game, and it's very unique gameplay. But I don't even think they're going to make a number two, because...
Yeah.
Huh?
Nothing dead.
Isn't that what Okami Den is?
Well, technically, it's like his child or some shit, but they're supposed to be explaining what happens at the end of number one, because they don't explain it, apparently. And there's supposed to be a number two. There has to be. But since Cloverfield, the studios, is like dead and gone, all they did was release an HD remake of Okami back in like 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm just hoping that they come back. Like, you know, it's like they have these good IPs. Are they going to bring it back revamped?
No.
Maybe I want another Onimusha game.
He's like, that's all I want.
Maybe I want a new Billy Hatcher game.
Maybe I want another Billy Hatcher game. Just maybe.
I want to lay eggs. I want to lay eggs a bit like Billy
maybe
Hatcher.
Maybe I do.
I want a new Tetris Grandmaster. I thought we were just talking about games. Sorry.
But what else is on the direct?
Well, Splatoon 3 DLC. You got a new map. You got a new gun, which is cool. I like that map. Called Port Mackerel.
Do you feel like it's limited? Because I heard a lot of people were very upset with this amount of space you get. But I think that's what makes it good, though, because you're like in close proximity.
Oh, like on the map?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very close quarters, and I like it. Because the gun that I use, the arrow spray,
mm-hmm.
like it's from me to my computer right now. It says, brrr, and that's basically what I do in every map. Like, I'll just, like, swim up close to them, just pepper spray them.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Dead. But, yeah. That's I don't know. They can get over it.
I agree. I'm the same way. I'm like, yo. Up. It's like, show me that you're MLG. Come on. Show
yeah.
Me.
You're looking. I play ranked. I'm C.
It's like, see me. And, okay, making sure with the Splatoon, is it every 4 hours that you can play online?
No. It's every 4 hours they change the maps.
So they have one specific map for four
two
hours.
They have two maps for regular battle and then two maps for ranked battle.
Okay. But the game, you're still able to play it consecutively. Like,
yes.
If you just hop online, you're there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. So there are things in the Japanese Nintendo Direct that we didn't get. One of them was for Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
They're releasing special faceplates for the new 3DS XL. Or 3DS... Yeah, the new one.
Luckies.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get that.
We don't have the 3DS with faceplates.
Yeah. And then they showed off Amiibo support for the new Fire Emblem game.
Oh, what?
So, I don't... I didn't... I haven't like read anything up on it, nor can I read Japanese. But it looks like from the screenshots, you can like interact with that character. So like you can like put in Ike and you're like, oh, hey, look, it's Ike. So I don't know if you'll be able to like add him to your team.
Time out. Time. Pause. I can use Amiibos in the new Fire Emblem?
Yeah.
Fuck me. God damn it. That's going to be a great... see, now I have to get the Fire Emblem Amiibos. Shit. No. You're gonna give me the Robin Amiibo. I need those. Yeah. I need to get
you. Just send
those.
Them to me so I can open them for you.
No, you don't.
I need a touch. I need a touch.
You see, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut a hole at the bottom of the box and then use them.
That's basically opening it. I mean, if what I did instead, it would be a lot better for you.
Well, no. That way I can preserve them in the boxes like I have, but still use them.
Yeah, but the air still like goes into the box and then contaminates.
Yes, the cancerous air is going to get in the box, but I can still use them. But then I have to make some sort of compromise eventually.
Here's a good compromise. Just open them.
No!
I can't. They're going to be, like, tainted with oxygen.
Yeah, I actually struggle with the idea of opening my Amiibos every day. I just stand there and look at them. I'm just like, nope, can't do it. Won't do it. Not going to do it.
Like, I managed to skip over one of the things that I'm looking at in this post about the Nintendo Direct, which is Project Treasure.
Oh, yeah, I did forget to mention that.
Which I only am mentioning because I just think it looks like shit.
Oh.
And it's made by Capcom.
Yeah.
I mean, more like Rapcom. Woo!
Dun-dun-dun.
What is it?
But go on.
Okay, there was something else that they mentioned. It was called Little Balor's Experience.
Oh, no, fuck that. Skip that. That's not important. Yeah. That's a kid's game.
Because I saw it on the Direct.
There were robots?
Let's skip this.
It looked like you could see what they need to do is I didn't watch the full thing on it because I got bored. But what they could do is they could just make those like real and toys and, you know, like Amiibos, but they do something.
That
novel idea.
Cool. Yes.
Huh?
That, I fuck with that. Like, even if I could fucking put my Mario in that game because apparently like six people can go in
that.
Dude, that would be cool as shit. Put Mario with fucking guns and swords and fucking...
It reminded me a lot of the Skylander Swap Force because of the way they presented it in the trailer.
Or I could keep them in the box and keep them there just to look at.
Fuck that.
I'm going to get one. One of these days. I'll get an Amiibo.
Please... No, you're not allowed to. You're like an animal abuser. You're not allowed to get one.
I'll get a webcam set up just specifically so you guys can look at it during the show.
I'm looking forward to this. It's gonna hurt me. I know it's gonna hurt me.
Have you even bought any like since the Falcon and all that?
Nope. I'm just waiting for Ness.
I got
now, but now I have to get the Fire Emblem ones.
Yeah. Well, good luck finding Marth and Ike and Robin and Lucina.
I'll pay a shit ton of money for them. I don't care.
Happy.
I have no morals. I have no self respect.
See, I was able to get, like I said, all I wanted was Pac-Man. After work, 5 p.m., I walked into GameStop. 3 Pac-Mans left, and there's like 5 Silver Marios. So I got a Silver Mario and Pac-Man.
Dude,
and that's all I was.
Pac-Man is so fucking common.
I know, but I love him. He's awesome. I don't know.
I still got him. I was like, I want Pac-Man. He looks fucking cool. Pac-Man's so huge. Like, I don't even know why.
He's a big-ass ball.
Yeah, I'm just glad. I got Falx. I got Captain Falcon. I'm happy. I'm a happy person.
I don't have him.
But what else about the Direct? Is there anything else?
I guess that's it, really. I mean, it was a micro for a reason. Like, it was just like, oh, hey, look at this cool stuff.
There's a lot of trailers here, and I'm kind of curious why they didn't save some of the stuff for E3.
I mean...
Well, it's considered a mini-direct, which is...
Well, so this will come up when we talk about the next topic, but it seems really strange because all of this seems like E3 stuff, and that means that whatever the fuck is at E3 needs to be bigger and more important than all of this stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was assuming that Nintendo did with the Mini Direct. That's why they call it Mini. They want to get all the games that are, you know, they're good games. Like Bravely Default, it's a good selling game. So they just announcing all of the ones that are not going to be as big at E3 because they probably have like big ass titles that they want to represent and spend actual time on it. Like I won't be surprised if they spend time with Splatoon because, you know, that game. Like, Nintendo's doing what they said. They said, we're launching this game. There's, like, 4 maps now. 5 maps.
There's like five or six maps.
Five or six maps. So they're planning to add more and more and more to make it a bigger game and then grow the community, because the marketing for Splatoon is incredible. So I wouldn't be surprised if they spend time with that again, you know?
I'm a kid now. I'm a squid now. I'm a kid now. I'm a squid now.
Like, what
I
am
say
I?
That in my sleep.
But what if we're all actually squids in the first place?
At the same time, we're also kids.
Real quick, did you see that timeline with the whole Super Mario Sunshine? Like, they said that...
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
I need to find
Is
something.
Is that real?
No, it's just that, you know, someone just saying, what if?
No, I saw a picture of, like... Of, like, Super Mario from Super Mario Sunshine being used with, like, amiibos and Splatoon
yeah.
and stuff.
Hold up. I'm getting the picture right now.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, is that real? Because that's fucking triple awesome, and I am 1,000% down.
Yo, if they do
a
that...
1,000%.
Check it out.
Yeah.
I'm checking out.
The Splatoon link.
That is like way above my daily recommended value of being down.
If that's fucking real, I'm going to flip.
Mario Sunshine, you know what that's gonna be. The fucking Mario Sunshine is gonna come out. Like, it has to come out, dude.
And that could be the next big Mario game coming out.
Yeah, that's the picture I was talking about. I will rip my Mario amiibo out the box for that one.
Yeah, I got like, oh, dude, I gotta use Mario right here. I was gonna fucking paint him.
Hell yeah.
He's ready.
People that are listening to the podcast, it's Mario. He has his old Mario Sunshine jetpack, and he has, like, Splatoon paint all over him, and he's in, like, an action pose ready to fuck shit up.
Yeah, that's a pose that we have not seen at all, ever. At least that
he's got Squid
seen.
Girl ink on his knee.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
For people in chat, I am also lost, because I can't open the image that they're looking at.
It doesn't
so.
Let you,
Whoops. No, I just can't open it.
Oh, no, just look
there
up.
Are reasons. I can't open it.
Oh, okay.
Describe it. Paint me a word picture.
Alright. It is Mario...
No, you already did. I'm just kidding.
Oh, well. I was like, how should I break it down? But yeah. If you guys just... The people on chat...
Oh, can't
don't.
Do that.
Oh. Damn it. Sad. But... Woo! That's what's up with the Nintendo Direct, dude.
Yeah, well, I think we should go hop into E3 stuff.
Yeah, so,
talk about Sunshine too, if it even exists.
Basically, Ars Connect. But what I'm focusing on too is what do you call it? The people being allowed into E3,
wow.
Which is pretty fucking awesome. Because for years, you know, no one was able to actually go in. Only like developers or
false.
Really?
You can buy a ticket.
Well. Before or now?
Objection!
Before.
You have to say objection like Phoenix Wright, dude.
Objection. You could buy a ticket. It was just expensive.
Okay.
It was. Someone said it was $400. I distinctly remember looking before it, and it was something like $5,000. Maybe that was GDC.
See, that's the funny thing, because as well, like, you know how we all basically went to AIW? If you literally told
don't,
me...
Don't reveal that. I keep that secret.
I don't keep that secret. Continue, sorry.
We survived. but really, like they said, apparently if you just put that you were from AIW, they give you a pass. You get a pass. Like I knew someone, I met him on Instagram, and he was like, oh, I'm at E3, I just got it from my professor. All you needed to do was say you're from AIW and you get a free pass because you're connected to the gaming. Technically, if you do anything with games within a degree of game and art, you get the opportunity. And I was like, no one fucking told me this.
Sure, yeah. You probably can get into a lot. I mean, the thing you don't want to go to E3. The thing you'd want to go to for something like that is GDC.
Oh, true. So
yeah.
Basically, like, if you present that you go to an art school and you're doing something with gaming, you have the opportunity to go in.
I wonder what kind of badge you get. Because the thing that I would want to get is I'd want a press badge, not a affiliate badge or whatever the fuck you get for that.
Yeah, so you were still limited, which sucks. They only let you through certain press conferences. But, you know... Just the point that you're in the building, you're like, oh my god. So yeah, what I really wanted to ask you guys was, how do you think this is going to affect E3? Because you know how basically the gaming industry, you guys, the gaming industry is changing, it's evolving, it's adapting in social media. Like people actually going and talk to developers can get games out more now. Especially like with the whole YouTube thing, like Splatoon is using YouTubers, like top YouTubers, to advertise their game. So what if they like had YouTubers at the fucking E3 convention? And you know, like, what do you think this is gonna affect? Like, how you think it's gonna affect people for E3? Like, is it gonna make it a big change, drastic change? Tell me your opinion, Zai.
I won't be surprised if someone tries to use Markiplier.
Oh my god.
I would imagine that he would just go under normal circumstances. He can probably easily get a press badge.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh yeah.
I have a probably not popular opinion about this.
Alright, who wants to go first? I was about to say.
Fuck this. This is garbage. Alright, E3 isn't for people. It's a trade show.
Okay.
It's not for us. It's for, like, developers, it's for publishers, and it's for retailers that need to buy copies. Yep. It's not for us. Like, they make a spectacle out of it because they have to, but it's not for us. So the idea that, like, we should be able to go there, and I believe it's just, like, for, like, the prominent thing that you could point to is, like, it's for really popular YouTube people that don't normally get press badges for something like this. It's not good for that, because what you would want there is you would want really good journalists there. Not a lot of people like that. And the other thing that someone pointed out is fans going means that maybe someone will go there and cosplay, right? Also, not what E3 is for.
Right.
Exactly.
That's true.
Plus, we already see it on live streams, on television.
It's basically everywhere.
I see everything that goes on there. I get all the information without really needing to be there anyway. I see it. I see it along with all the conferences. I watch it already. I like Mike said, it's not for us, but I enjoy watching it, and I don't necessarily need to be there. Like, I read articles, I see the live streams. I'm pretty
content. It's like you're there.
Yeah, because I don't... Are they going to be allowed in, like, press conferences, too? Or just, like, walking around? Because if the fans are allowed in, like, the press conferences and stuff, that's going to be, like, a complete different experience for, like, the people presenting the press conferences.
Real quick, the people in the press conferences, like, let's say for a Nintendo show or Sony show, those aren't fans. Those are just people that are part of the industry already.
Yeah.
It varies. Well, it's usually people, like, press people covering it. And maybe you can get in line for it. I think the majority of it is press people.
Okay. See, but another problem that I noticed was, is that, like, let's say, for example, the show, like, peaked in 2005 with, like, 70,000 people, right? A year later, in 2007, or, you know, years later, it dropped down to 60,000. It was from 70,000, I apologize, to 60,000. So it reduced by 10,000 people. So not many people were actually going to the press conference of those that were, like, let's say, from indies or publisher or journalists. So wouldn't they want to bring more fans in order it to get a bigger attention, like, to get more attention? Do you see what I'm saying?
I don't think people need to be there for necessarily to have attention. Like I said, like, you can view it pretty much anywhere on the internet. On, like, Spike TV or something. I was going to say G4, then my heart broke a little bit.
Yeah. That's true. And it also, like, attendance numbers like that really will only matter for, like, some fucked up news outlet that's just like, yeah, the attendance for E3 year over year is declining. What does this mean for the video game industry? It's like, no, that's not important.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to
affect. Who gives a fuck? They won't realize that
how many people actually watched it from home, which is where, like, all of us fucking watch it.
Yeah, you realize, like, four times over the number of that people, like, watch it online. Like, come on.
So let's say, though, like, the drop in people, it's been increasingly just dropping and dropping. Like, last year, there was 48,200 people in.
Because most people realize, I can just fucking watch this from my couch and
have a beer. Yeah, what numbers are you reading off? Are those, like, overall attendance? Or is that just, like, people that aren't developers and not press?
Overall attendance, that people were in there. So then, because think about it, if it also drops within the people that are going there, how would they be able to fund this? Because it's technically like a convention center. You know, you need people to pay to get in.
It's funded by the developers.
Yeah.
It's funded by the ESA.
I think they have enough money.
Of developers, I believe.
Well, wouldn't you want a certain amount of the audience to be there, though, even if some developers can't even go?
No, I would want people to watch.
Yeah. I want my live stream to work.
Yeah, I mean, it's also, like, the companies are doing it to themselves. Like, Nintendo is doing their own Direct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have a E3 press conference.
Yeah.
So let's say over the years, if it continues to drop and drop and drop, would you guys feel like sooner or later everyone's going to go like Nintendo Direct, and then sooner or later the conferences won't be as important, and people are just going to just focus on Directs? Like, let's say for big first-party companies. Like, do you think this will affect them?
It wouldn't make that much of a difference to me, because they'd still be giving me the information that I want from E3.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it probably wouldn't make a difference. The thing that we probably don't know is the business
going on in
things that happen that we won't, because there's like hella business meetings that happen there, and if like the attendance goes down, then that will probably just mean that like the business meetings will be able to happen more efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it will just be about business, or they'll probably just like retune it to be like business stuff. And then, because the big thing that ends up happening is a lot of press people use this as a good opportunity, because lots of people are there. Like, everybody goes to E3 that is important. Like, even if you don't show, like, a press conference, usually you will go there and you'll have, like, a press briefing or something with some people. And if that doesn't happen at E3 anymore, it will probably happen at GDC instead.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. It's just interesting how now they're just trying to, like, bring in more people and then just trying to bring a fan base. And I'm trying to see what they're trying to do with that. Like, why do they want to bring people from outside the public just to go and look at these? Are they trying to spread it social media-wise? Are they just trying to make it bigger, expand it than what it should be to draw more, like, people's attention? Let's say...
I mean, the thing about this that is like, it was on the show that I was just watching, which is Game Face, Sifted Games. They mentioned that, like, lots of the people that will probably be getting invited as fans are probably, like, YouTube people that are just like, hey, yeah, Nintendo invited me out to go to E3, and then they're gonna, like, hella take whatever vlogs from E3, and they'll just be like, yeah, everything fucking rocked, and then, like, their entire audience will be like, yeah, everything they saw was awesome.
Mm.
And it's kind of disgusting, so that's probably what you'll get a lot of.
Agree. That's pretty cool. It's interesting how that whole fan base works.
Did you want fans to go to E3? I feel like I shit all over your topic. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't feel like fans should go to E3. Basically, I wanted to hear what you guys' opinions was. Because with me, it's like how you guys were saying, I wouldn't want a majority of people to be in there. Because the whole purpose is for gaming companies to interact with each other. That's the moral, you know. See what they're doing, this dude's doing. And he can even, like, it's creating connections. Now that they're focusing on creating connections on the outside of what is within the gaming industry, I was really curious to know what you guys thought about on how that was going to affect everything in general. Like, now you see the whole YouTuber thing is happening. Like, Nintendo is basically getting YouTubers to fucking advertise Splatoon. Just like I said, like, did you guys hear the whole mashup with four? It was like they put four YouTubers together, and those four were able to interact in the same game and then go in, you know, like, the same hour, and they would show their play screen of everything that was happening. So while they're talking, they're all talking to each other while they're playing the game. So it's like a live stream of each individual ones in one game video.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, okay, so E3 is planning to have YouTubers to probably advertise their things even there. I think that's a possibility now, because it brought in its, let's say, its media span. Because the whole point is just to get games to multiple viewers, you know, get everyone to watch E3, see who would come into this, like, yo, do you want to go for Sony, you want to go for Nintendo, you know, it brings that whole impact and collision together. So that's what I was like, oh, okay, I don't think it would be good, but I'm actually happy you guys are on the same boat with that.
Yeah, I know lots of people that would think the opposite, just like, yeah, now I can probably have a chance to go to E3, it's like, you always did.
Yeah, it's like... of course I want to go to E3. Who doesn't want to go to E3? Like,
I don't want to go to E3.
You don't want to go to E3?
I don't really care.
Not really?
Really?
It's not a public kind of event.
Yeah, like, I...
It's the same reason I don't want to go to PAX. Like, I don't want to go stand in line to watch a video. Like, I don't give a fuck.
I want to meet developers. That's my main thing. I want to. Since I basically did do things in game and art design, I'm just like, should I go?
Well, for networking reasons, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Hopefully it works out. But what about you, Birdman? What do you think about it?
I mean, know.
You wouldn't want to
just say fuck E3.
Hey,
oh,
well,
don't say that.
Oh, I like E3. Like, I've always wanted to go, like, as a little kid. I'm like, I want to go to E3. But,
yeah.
You know.
You never had that rich moment, Mike? You never wanted to go to E3? Like, yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, before, that was, like, when I was younger and, like, didn't know what it was for and, like, didn't watch coverage of it. Like, now I just, like, watch all the coverage of it and I'm just like, yeah, I don't really need to go. This isn't, like, I wouldn't do anything. In the same way that, like, I don't like going to PAX because PAX is super crowded and there's not a lot of stuff to do.
If I were to go to PAX, I would totally watch, like, the League of Legends tournament they have. It's, like, the only reason.
I can't even watch League of Legends. Like, I don't want to watch a bunch of people sit in front of a computer and play League of Legends.
No, fuck that, I do. No, so, like, the just to give you perspective, like the convention that I like, my convention of choice is MAGFest, because it's, like, a 24-hour arcade, and there are also concerts there every single night for the entire weekend.
Yep.
Like, there's fucking shit to do. It's not like other conventions where you're just like, yeah, and then we, like, stood around in the lobby, and then, I don't know, and then nothing happened. Great.
Agree. I still haven't gone to MAGFest, but I want
to
go.
That's kind of why I stopped going to conventions, because it was just fucking boring to me for the most part.
Really? But that's what makes it fun, though. You're seeing, like, a whole different thing, like, new ideas and creations. And
If you like, know people and you're creative in that way, then they can probably be cool, but... If you're me and you just want to hang out, then probably more lame than anything. More lame than not lame. I mean, hanging out with people is cool. Like, but the thing about that is just, like, if you're hanging out with people doing nothing, it's going to be cool. So I think that's important to take into account.
That's true. Isn't it going to be like that at E3? People just walk around for a while like, hey, look at that. Hey, look at this.
I mean, the conferences, they're just going to be going there, sitting down, listening to people talk, and then leaving. Then the show floor is going to open up, and then they're just going to be waiting in line and then leaving.
Yeah, I don't want to sound cynical, because E3 is cool, but not cool in a way that you could also just enjoy most of it from home.
I mean, yeah, it's cool to watch. That's my big thing. I love to watch it. I love to see all the new trailers and stuff and hear people talking about new IPs and stuff like that, but I don't want to go there. Like, no, that sounds like a nightmare. I don't want to do that.
See, my main thing is going there because I like conventions, because I love just, like, being able to interact with different artists and seeing their whole different, you know, idea on this, see what they were doing. So that would probably be my reason to go, just to see, like, the process, because I even met, like, multiple, the game designer artists. I gave a shout out here. I met a lot of people like that. And then it's just so cool to hear their process of what they're going through. And then that's my only thing that I don't like about the fan base that's going, because, you know, a lot of people are probably just going just to see the pretty colors. And not really ask about the process. What made you want to do this? What made you go for that? Unless you are...
I can see the pretty colors from my couch.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the place to do that, though, either. Yeah. I would imagine the GDC is probably where you would want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, to interact with different artists there?
Yeah. The place to interact with developers is the Game Developer Conference.
Well,
yeah.
Wouldn't it be that their main focus is just advertising that one or two games that that company is presenting, let's say? Because there's going to be indie developers there, right? Like at E3, like they
probably
have they have like their own booths and stuff, so you find out the whole process of that game. I don't know, I just find that interesting. That's cool.
Yeah, but like you said, if you want to have a little bit more like one-on-one time with developers, then GDC probably be better for that than E3. E3, they're probably just going to be showing off, you know, having their booth showing off a particular game or something like
Play our demo, watch our trailer.
Okay. There you go. Now, how do you feel about that? Now that you point that out with the whole demos, people that are going there are obviously going to have the opportunity to play the game ahead of time. So, do you think that's a good thing? Why would you not want to play the demo?
I mean, when I go to New York Comic Con, I do that anyway. So, and there's stuff to do at New York Comic Con.
Mm-hmm. But what makes it different from E3? Like, to be able to play the demos early, like, of
more
course.
More developers.
At the conference con?
No, at E3.
Yeah.
Oh,
conference con. It's a convention about convention.
That sounds amazing.
Sounds awful.
But how's this convention? It's a very exciting convention.
The history of conventions.
Yeah, I mean, like, for me, like, I would not want to... So the main thing is, I would not want to queue up to play a demo. That sounds awful.
Because think about it. What if they have, like, challenge events there now at E3, since it's going to be open to the public? Well, wouldn't they want to have a change? Would they have? Wouldn't they have to like make it broaden more to the fans?
No.
I mean, Nintendo.
It's not for us. Fuck that.
The Super Smash Bros. Tournament last year,
mm-hmm.
and this year they're having the Nintendo World Championship.
Yeah. See. So it's like becoming more for fans, like slowly but surely. But
no, but the Nintendo, that Nintendo thing is not a thing at E3. It's a thing that's happening at E3, but it's not for people that go to E3.
It's happening during E3.
Yeah, it's happening during E3, not happening at E3.
Yeah,
I guess is an important thing to happen. Like PAX has that stuff, and it's okay for PAX because that's the kind of PAX is a convention.
Oh, well, was it this like last year? What, like you said, Tyler, wasn't the Smash thing during E3?
It was an invitational.
Yeah.
Invitational.
Oh, invitational. Okay.
Different.
It was still a really huge tournament.
Yeah, I'm not saying it wasn't a big tournament. What I'm saying it was, it wasn't for people that went to E3.
Mm-hmm.
That was for Nintendo during E3.
So do you guys think more developers are going to start doing things like that, like Nintendo's doing?
I hope not.
No.
No.
Good. Good, because I wouldn't even want that either.
Because that's kind of what
there's a place
does.
For that, and that's PAX.
It's like, yo, they're already split up. I'm just hoping they don't merge everything down, because that would be really fucking bad, chaotic, and then E3 could be all over the place. And that's what I don't like. You know, like here, play this demo, all this for fans, this section, and then having more fans come just so they can play the demo. Yeah, because think about it, not everyone's gonna be able to play. That's a lot of people. Like, already people that are, like, there that are, like, journalists and all that are playing the games, and now you got fans that want to play the game? It's just chaos.
Yeah, that's kind of
if you are an E3 fan and you're watching this, don't go to E3 to play games ahead of time or to see games ahead of time. You could do that at home. It's not for you. If you're going to go to E3, you're going to play a broke-ass demo that's going to be super short, and you're not going to have a good time. It's going to be a waste of your money.
Careful, you're probably going to hurt the little 3-year-old that's watching here.
They shouldn't be watching this.
They're going to be like, fuck you!
My channel is marked as inappropriate, and I say fuck a lot.
Fuck this.
Fuck.
God damn it.
Well, cool. Now, like, okay, now since we're still pushing into E3, now let's jump into Skimpy Wizard. Let us know. What is your topic on that's fucking amazing?
You already know what I'm talking about.
Dun, dun, dun.
Fallout 4.
We're talking about XCOM 2, right?
You're talking about the Powerpuff Girls, right? I heard Powerpuff Girls was going to be...
Motherfucker, Fallout 4. I didn't even see this coming. Like, somebody just posted a link to, like, a countdown on a website for Fallout 4. I was like, stop fucking with me. Get out of here. Just...
Oh, yeah, it was fallout.bethsoft.com.
No, just fuck out of here, you know? Like, I've had my heart broken before. I put up walls for this sort of thing. I don't get my hopes up like that. Like, fuck out of here. Then I saw a trailer for it. I was like, it's happening. You know? I had that moment of it's happening. That I so fucking. I wish they would have saved that for E3, but.
Yeah, this is one situation where I was just like, what's going to be at E3 then?
Like, because... I kind of wish you couldn't wait a week for that? Like, you guys got a little hype for that and couldn't wait 1 week?
Well,
but still, you know, it was a pretty cool trailer. But, like, graphically, you know, like, and I'm not usually one to, like, start complaining about graphics, but visually, it did. I don't know why, but it didn't look that good to me.
A lot of people were talking about this, and they also talked about this on the Sifted Games show. One big thing that happened with The Witcher, right, mm-hmm. is the trailer that they showed for E3 was just fucking amazing looking, right? Then when the game came out, like, hey, big surprise, it didn't look like that. And what they showed, I'm pretty confident that was, like, fully in-engine, and that will look exactly like it did in the game. So, I think what's
Fallout
important...
4?
Yeah, for the trailer for Fallout 4. I think it's important to understand that, like, this looks like exactly what you will get. Like, if it looks any worse than this, I'd be surprised. And I think that's an important thing to remember, is, like, lots of people think that they want things that look like the game, and we got that in the Fallout 4 trailer... I would say.
Yeah.
And people are upset.
I mean, I wanted what the game looked like. I'm still waiting for that for Battlefront, but that's what I wanted, but still.
That's what you got. And you're not happy.
Exactly, that's what I got, but I'm like, is this going to be on like Xbox 360 or PS3? Is this
I think it looks a lot better than Fallout 3. As someone that like really fondly remembers Fallout 3, it looks a lot
better. I definitely remember Fallout 3. I still have it on like PC on CD-ROM. Remember that shit? I have it on CD-ROM over there.
It's developed by Bethesda Studios, right? So this shit is going to be beautiful. They really paid attention to the Fallout details. So I'm like
lighting and detail and story-wise, I am so fucking down to see, like, post, like, shit on world. Like, it looks like, super fucking fun, but visually, I was kind of apprehensive about it because I was like, What is this going to be for? Like, this looks like a Wii title. Like, I don't...
It did not look like a Wii title. Relax.
it did not look like something I'd expect from, like, PS4 and Xbox One at this point.
It's going to be for PC, Xbox One, PS4, and then 360 and PS3.
Yeah, they're going to have to put it on everything.
Yeah.
Was that the 360 build I saw?
I don't know, but... I was trying to find it earlier while y'all were talking about E3. Someone put up all the shit that he knew about Fallout 4 because he used to work for Bethesda. And he got fired for accidentally shit. And it ended up in...
Accidentally.
And then it ended up in Kotaku's hands. It's going to be for all those platforms, I just said. And apparently it's going to take place in Boston. You can only play as a male because of the story.
Yeah, I saw like Boston and stuff.
Yeah, but like... I guess, I don't know, I forget what happened. I actually forget the whole fucking list. That was like a giant fucking list. But.
Oh wow, he even leaked like.
Yes, leaked it.
The sheet for it too. Like it's all over Kotaku and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that when you work for that company.
See, I don't understand why people do that. Like, they act like they're not gonna get caught. Like, I'm not surprised a dude who did that for fucking Paper Mario is fired. Like, seriously.
I think they do it knowing that they're going to get fired.
It's like, why?
I don't think they care at that point.
Fuck it, I already got paid millions for this, but you know what? I'm done.
It could have happened on accident, or they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, the dude...
If it was accident, I don't think he should have been fired for it then. Like, if his email was hacked or some stupid shit like that, it shouldn't have been...
Yeah, I mean...
Or he happened to email it to the wrong person, it happened.
He didn't say, like, what exactly happened to be like become an accident, but he was complaining. I was like, oh, I don't have a job anymore, and... Blah blah. I got a family, two kids. I'm like, well, you shouldn't have accidentally leaked your shit.
Agree.
But they probably will actually show gameplay at E3 now. That was just like wasn't that like a teaser or something?
Yeah. They.
I'd be surprised if they don't show anything more at E3. So I would say that I don't expect gameplay.
It has to be all
maybe a longer trailer at E3.
They'll probably just show a longer trailer. Yeah, something that sets up the story a little bit more. It's a little more closer to the tone they want to convey, maybe.
And from there, they're just gonna probably just explain some of the mechanics, like just mention like.
I don't think they're gonna explain mechanics either.
No, just gonna be like a trailer.
Well, wouldn't they want to explain like a little bit different from it?
They didn't before. That's why I don't think they will now.
No, not either. I don't think they're gonna do that.
That's what I would want to see from the. If anything, I'm mildly disappointed that they didn't show any of that because I would like to know how VATS works this time around. But I don't expect to see it.
I definitely don't expect like. Weren't they looking for like a 2015 release window? Like we said earlier, it's about 6 months into the year already.
What I saw is gonna like release in like October.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So maybe we might see some gameplay from it.
It depends.
It could be released tomorrow, like the day after E3, and I still wouldn't expect anything from them.
I mean, I'll take that too. You don't need to explain everything to me. Just
that was one aspect that I would like to see how VATS works. I would like to see like what the menus look like. I guess.
I want to see how many bugs are going to be in it.
Oh my god, it's gonna be buggy.
I mean,
like
it's
actual
Bethesda.
Bug?
Big game. No, it's Bethesda. They don't.
I mean, there's gonna be like giant cockroaches, I'm pretty sure. Do you want more? Like, there's probably scorpions too, maybe?
Are scorpions
bugs?
Scorpions? They're a wreck.
I thought they were bugs.
No, they're insects. I think they have six legs.
This is not National Geographic. Why are
we don't they have like 4 and 4? Well, like, think about it. Have you seen a scorpion? Like
I would probably scream if I saw like an IRL scorpion.
I think
scorpions and Fallout have six legs.
So. I'm going to go on the internet. I'm going to look this shit up.
Okay.
Do scorpions have six legs?
Okay, so like...
Do penguins have kneecaps?
I forgot where we were going with that.
Do scorpions have kneecaps?
That's not.
Why would they need kneecaps?
No, penguins.
Penguins? Oh, penguins shouldn't have kneecaps.
Do penguins even have legs?
They have just jello.
Oh,
like
not
meat.
No, penguins definitely have legs. They're just like covered in their little.
So they got like.
Not to say fur, but it's like.
So they got stubby ass legs.
Scorpions.
Yeah,
have
they have like little stubby legs.
They have
scorpions
legs.
Are arachnid's cousins.
Yeah, Bomberman 94 said they're arachnids.
Blobman. Thank you, Blobman.
His name is Blowman.
Blobberman.
His name is Blowman.
We're gonna be confused about your name. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. This that's why I was mentioning before is like now I really want to see what they have at E3 because it has to be way bigger than a reveal trailer for Fallout 4 for them to reveal Fallout already, right?
Mm-hmm. What I'm curious now is why didn't they save this if this is going to be the big game?
That's what I'm saying is it's probably it can't be.
Like there has to be something way bigger than this. Well, okay, when is supposed to... What's that lead protagonist for PlayStation 4 now? He's the guy...
Uncharted.
Like,
Drake.
Drake. There you go. Didn't they announce the newest Uncharted? Wouldn't they want to show mechanics now since last year and the game's not even out yet?
They've showed gameplay mechanics.
They've showed gameplay. Yeah, it's going to look the same. But they did recently announce the Drake collection.
Yeah, that's not
okay.
The game.
So they're probably going to show a little bit of that and probably a little bit of Uncharted 4.
They're going to show a reveal trailer.
All right. I think the big games for like each company, Nintendo's gonna have Mario.
Of course.
Sony's gonna have.
They got Star Fox.
Oh, I definitely need to see some fucking Star Fox.
Yeah. Sony's gonna have fucking The Last of Us 2, and then Microsoft's gonna have like Halo 5.
It's just gonna be Uncharted. What do you mean Last of Us 2?
Yeah, Sony doesn't have like much going on.
They don't have a Last of Us 2. That's hopeful thing. That's wishful thinking. I mean, in the same way that Star Fox is.
I'm not wishing. I'm just saying that's all they got right now.
Uncharted 4.
Yeah, see, that's supposed to be released this year. That's what I'm thinking is coming out this year, like, immediately. Probably, like, October, November.
Probably.
Because it was already announced for the last, like, last year. So why would they not release it this year?
Because it got pushed back to early 2016.
Man.
Rectoroni.
Yeah, I'm actually happy for that. Give me a complete game.
I just want to see what game they are going to at least release this year.
Fallout 4 is for what we know, yes.
Fallout 4.
So, Star Wars Battlefront.
I'm surprised, like, are you guys not XCOM fans?
No.
I never play an XCOM game.
Okay, yeah, the XCOM 2 trailer also got revealed, like, hours before the Fallout trailer. And because, you know, XCOM doesn't command the same kind of following that Fallout does, it kind of got lost in the shuffle, I guess. But XCOM 2 trailer got revealed. I don't know when it's going to be released. Probably show more at E3. But man, that trailer looks cool. And no one here knows anything about it, so I'm just going to be happy about it by myself. It's cool. The trailer is like weirdly ambiguous, and it's not. I'm not really sure what's happening in the trailer because, like, who you would normally command probably isn't like the savior of Earth like you are in the first game. And so it's a little bit curious, and I'm kind of curious to see what happens in this game. XCOM was highly regarded. I don't understand. Do you guys know what XCOM is?
I know what XCOM is. I've just never played it.
Yeah, I've never played it.
I don't think it's a Tom Clancy game.
No, it's not.
It seems like something Tom Clancy would make. No, Tom Clancy makes like war conspiracy shit. It's probably not.
Like Rainbow Six, which is...
This is like Aliens.
Oh.
Yeah, it does look like that.
Aliens come and, like, invade Earth. And XCOM is a force designed to repel them.
Can I be the alien? Oh,
no.
You just told me, yeah.
You have to save Earth. What the fuck is wrong? Can you be it?
Yeah, I want
to
be the fucking
alien.
What kind
of fucking bullshit is that?
Yo, let me
wasn't there a game where you played the alien destroying Earth?
Yeah, destroy all humans.
Yes, destroy all humans. That's what it was. There was, like, four of those things.
It wasn't that fun as shit. Let's be the alien.
No, it's different. So it's the XCOM 2 trailer also didn't show any gameplay.
There was a lot of things that got announced the same week, like a new Suikoden game, new Superman game, new Virtual Fighter, Final Fantasy 12 HD, new Xenosaga HD.
Did all of these things get announced?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about
that. I didn't hear any of this. I feel
yeah,
like
I've
like,
never heard this.
Demands your attention.
It like disregarded everything else.
Like, how are you gonna go and say that you've been out of it lately, yet you're saying all these things I've never heard of?
Because there's a huge list.
I'm gonna so Okay, real fast. Give me all those in the list short form, and I'll Google them. If nothing comes up, I'm just going to yell liar. So go with the first one.
Okay. can I just give you the link to where I'm looking
at? No. I can't look at the link, so just tell me the first one. Okay. This is much more interesting.
New Sweet Coding game in the works now. This one is very far off the ice. It's a recent thing. As far as I know, 2016 is the earliest we start hearing stuff about it.
Nothing's coming up. Let me put new in front of it so I can just prepare for me to yell liar real fast.
They do have a list out. I know there's a list of games that have already been announced, so if the list is there, it should be on there.
Teased by Insider. That sounds like garbage if I ever heard it. I see a trailer.
Little shockers.
Until I see a trailer, fuck that. So, fuck that. Okay, so what's the next one? Final Fantasy XII HD?
No, next one was Superman looking to make a triumphant return to video games in a non-fighting game.
Okay, I realize I don't care about that one. What's the next one?
I care about Superman!
Whenever you say Superman in a video game context, all I think is Superman 64, so continue.
And me too, which is why I don't want to think that. Maybe Rockstar is going to do something with that. I'm hoping.
Rockstar developing it?
If they fuck up Superman again, I am never going to look at
Rockstar
Superman again.
Rockstar doesn't fuck up, though. Rockstar's good.
What about that, like, that pool game? Was that pool game good?
Listen, don't talk about that. You know what?
I thought people will fuck up, and then that's a game that they made. Oh, it was a table tennis. I think they made a table tennis game too, but also a billiards game.
It seems like they're also moving to the rare side.
Three awesome Batman games.
Wasn't that Eidos? Talking about Eidos.
Eidos?
No. Talking about Rockstar.
What Batman game did Rockstar make?
No, not Rockstar, Rocksteady. My bad.
Rocksteady!
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, but Superman's a different kind of hero. Different kind of game.
Which, well, thinking, like, Superman's a hard person to make a game for.
It's like, you can't make a game for Superman unless he's
gonna
fly retarded.
He's not a very interesting superhero, so it's probably very real.
Hey, he's had great comics.
He's an alien, alright? Get over it.
It's like when you're an overpowered superhero and you're trying to, like, fly around and you're very limited in what you can do and how far you can fly, that's where it destroys the game, so...
Yeah, that's why it makes it very hard to make a Superman game.
Yeah, it's like you have to really have... Like, I would want a fucking, like, San Andreas type level for a Superman game. Fucking the Brainiacs all the way in the whole other end is probably...
You want an open world Superman
just play Saints Row.
Fuck yeah.
Play Saints Row 4. It's the best superhero game ever. I'm not joking. It's the best superhero game ever.
See how big it is. Like, you should be able to fly that far, but they're trying to make missions for Superman. Like, every Superman game has a fucking mission that you need to do, and you're limited in what you need to do. Like,
yeah, it's just like Superman's life. He has a mission to do, and he's limited in what he can do.
Yeah, like, I don't want to just punch a person in a bank. No, like, don't get me wrong. Superman's cool as shit. I love him.
No, he's not.
It's just like, you don't like Superman?
Oh, he's super cool.
Oh.
I don't like Superman.
He's fucking dope. He's like the Man of Steel.
He's the most bland superhero you could ever have.
He's had some of the greatest comics I've ever read, though.
You can tell because his name is Superman. Other people are, like, described by their powers. His is that he's super.
He's a man super.
He's awesome. Okay.
He's super great.
Real quick, then. Who do you think is who would win a battle? Superman or Goku? I just have to bring this up right now.
Superman.
Perfect. Superman?
Well, not... Okay, no. At this point in comics, Superman's turning human, I think, because he's completely losing his powers. So, yes, Goku would win now. Before Convergence, when Superman just got, like, a new power, like, super solar fucking flare power, he would definitely win. He punched Brainiac and started a fucking new crisis event. Like... Okay, it's too much to talk about.
Since Goku's from an anime, wouldn't he just be able to, like, power up and then come back and defeat Superman eventually?
Goku got a god form. So
yeah, Goku died, and that didn't stop him. He just came back to life.
Goku was written with limits in mind. Every single one of his fights.
Yeah, but until the next season comes out, at which point he has no limits.
But he always has.
That's kind of true.
If he loses, he'll just come back next season where the limits do not exist, and then he'll just beat Superman.
Yeah.
And then he'll reach a new limit but Superman has no upward limit.
Goku will keep going until he also has no upper limit.
You see, Goku reaches a max in a fight pretty quickly. If you seriously watch Dragon Ball Z as much as I have, you'll realize that he maxes himself out in a fight in, like, 5 to 10 minutes. And then he's over there just scrambling for options. And if something really doesn't happen, then he's done.
And then...
And then Vegeta comes in.
And then...
True.
And then Vegeta's a piece of shit.
Goku does the dragon fist and fucking Vegeta's ends the world with the spirit bomb.
You're fucking Vegeta.
Listen, Superman, he has no upper limit. That's just how stupid he was written.
All right,
strong as he needs to be.
I just wanted to ask that question, but okay, jump back to your Fallout.
Okay, no. Back to Fallout?
Yeah.
I thought we were still going down the list of things that...
Oh, okay, yeah, there you go, Mike. The list, Mike.
Okay, the next one was a new virtual fighter game.
Oh, okay. New virtual...
He's like, fucking fighter.
Oh, whoops, I misspelled fighter. New virtual fighter. Possibly in development. Garbage. All right, guys.
Skippy got a point.
Next one.
I mean, it's a Shoryuken article that says possibly. I'm going to go ahead and say it's a lie.
Next one was about Metal Gear Solid HD Collection on PC.
On PC?
Yeah.
That HD one's, that one, Collection PC.
And that one's worth a search.
Let's see. GameFAQs. Steam, okay, let's see this. Steam version with question mark? With Metal Gear Solid Revengeance most likely coming to PC, and the next MGS confirmed for PC as well, when can we expect a game? Blah, 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 blah. There hasn't been a single word about it. Okay, let's continue.
Okay. Right. Then on the back of that, Final Fantasy XII HD on current gen is basically confirmed at this point, as if one of the older Dragon Quest titles in HD. In addition to that, there is a spin-off Final Fantasy title planned for consoles. Not big budget, not Final Fantasy X or 7, in case people take it there. Not a traditional RPG either. So they pretty much say it's basically confirmed, but hasn't been confirmed.
Which hasn't been confirmed. Weird.
Which I'm going to go ahead out and say that's bullshit too.
Yeah, they would probably announce it at E3.
I really want a Final Fantasy XII HD. Because those are the things that should get remastered. You know, something that hasn't been out in like fucking 10 years. Not something that just came out like 2 years ago. I don't need a fucking remaster of that. I still have that on my shelf.
No, you know what would be fucking awesome? If they remastered Final Fantasy 1 through 4 and made it fucking 3D. That'd
be
a
lot
cool
of fucking
shit.
Work.
But they could get it done. Definitely.
That would be a lot of fucking work.
It's like they would have to reconstruct the whole universe, which would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I want a Final Fantasy 12 HD. I would really want a Final Fantasy 9 HD first, and I would imagine that lots of people would want a 6, some reincarnation of 6 on the modern
day. That would be a lot of work, though. That would be like pretty much making an entirely new game.
In what way is that different than Final Fantasy 12?
Well, probably what they're only going to do with 12 is just like slap some shiny skin on it, remaster the music, and then ship it out. With 6, that would be making a 16-bit game into a fully, like,
HD,
brand new...
Make it a hella 16-bit game, then. No, see, because the problem with... if they do that with Final Fantasy XII is, like, if you played Type-Zero, it fucking looks like garbage. It does not look good. Yeah. It looks like shit. And I'm sorry if you like the way the game looks. They could have done better.
Well, wasn't that on, like, PSP or something?
It's a Vita game.
Okay, so then
the PSP. It was a PSP game that was built off of a mobile game. I think it was PSP, sorry.
And there's your answer.
Yeah, but the fucking 12 is the PS2. That's not any better.
And to be honest, it's probably going to look like shit, too. Final Fantasy X HD looked like shit. The eyes look really fucking creepy. I don't know what they tried to do with that, but it looked like shit.
It looks like shit. It's going to give me motion sickness. Fuck that shit.
So like, they hit the uncanny valley pretty fucking hard in 10 HD.
It's like they would really have to put in the works for it. If they believe it's gonna be like really attention getting, I would see why they would want to put development in it. I don't know why they just did a port for the Final Fantasy PSP. Like, it was no different.
It's because it was like, this is what people wanted.
Yeah.
Like, all people wanted is to play Type-Zero HD or Type-Zero HD
on the console.
Yeah, it's pretty much. And I mean, really what it was an avenue upon which to release the 15 demo.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I had to guess, like, I don't really think that the audience was all that strong for that in America, because if you wanted it, you'd just import it, I think. Maybe wrong about that. I don't think Final Fantasy Type-0 is all that great. Whoops.
Yeah, like, I didn't even play it. It didn't get my attention. But next game.
Next one was Xenosaga HD Collection, which took me in such a nice way, because I really want that.
Xenosaga. I'm looking at this post. I could probably just like look up before you even see it. HD Collection. I would actually really like that. That wouldn't be that bad.
That, those are the things that deserve remasters, not PS3 game that I still have over here. Like, I still have Darksiders 2. I don't need a remaster of that.
Well, here's like a bunch of stuff that got released on April 1. That's probably a good thing, right? I'll believe it when there are trailers at E3 for it. How about that?
Next game.
Also, no. Goku would not use a Senzu Bean in a fight with Superman. He is not a bitch. He would not use a Senzu Bean in a fight.
I'm glad that we made our way back around to this.
Goku only uses Senzu Beans in, like, pay-per-get situations, which I'm sure it wouldn't be in a fight against Superman.
Okay, see, okay, now that I put that, like, think about it. When you get, when he has a Senzu Beans, he can literally just punish that. He just needs to get a whole bag of it. Yes, I understand there's limitations to how many Senzu Beans he can get, but if Goku, think about it, like how Mike says, with the new seasons, he can
just
get it.
The fight would be just, like, a series of Goku getting beaten down, him taking a Senzu Bean, getting back up,
it would be a series of him getting beaten, dying, and then come back to life to fight again.
But like Blob Man says, Saiyans get stronger when they get their shit beaten out of them.
Yeah, sure. I think within the context
thing is, okay, when Vegeta got his shit beaten out of him in the Frieza saga, and he thought he got stronger, he thought he became a Super Saiyan, and he really fucking didn't, and Frieza beat the dog shit out of him again, and, like, butt raped him with his tail, like, that thing happened.
Oh, real quick, Skimpy, Swagger Nugget said add him on PS3.
Alright. But yeah, like, it would be an upward battle for Goku that he would never win because he would never reach the top. Superman is just a man with no limits, and Goku is a man with limits. It's just that simple.
No, he doesn't have limits.
Every single one of his
Because when he dies, then his limit just goes up, so then by that logic, doesn't he also not have an upper limit?
But the thing is, the fight wouldn't be to the death either. And every limit he reaches...
Then who cares? Then he loses, okay, and see, then they leave, and then he comes back and they fight again.
This is the only problem...
And then Superman would still be stronger. That's the thing.
See, this is the only...
No matter how strong Goku gets, Superman would be stronger.
But think about this. Look. In the Dragon Ball Z universe, let's say Goku, from what I saw from the previous seasons and all that, he only has 3 opportunities to live, right? You die 3 times, you cannot be reborn. If he gets the fucking Dragon Balls, like they always end up having the Dragon Balls in every fucking season, Bulma has them, he can wish Superman's powers gone, he becomes human, or wishes Kryptonite on Superman, boom, bada bing, Goku cuts
him. You see, like, Goku wouldn't do that, though. Goku wouldn't want unfair advantage. Goku would never put himself in a fight where he would, like, unfairly beat somebody.
Fucking Vegeta would. He wouldn't give a fuck. He'd be like, Kakarot.
And that's why Vegeta would get the shit smacked out of him in a second. Then cry like he did against Broly.
No, but you wouldn't do that because you let fucking Cell power up the perfect form.
He's stupid.
Yeah.
Goku would be the one to be like, oh, Superman, something wrong with you? Oh, let me give you a Senzu Bean so we can make this an even fight again, not knowing that it was never an even fight to begin with. Goku would eat a Senzu Bean and Superman would just be eating sunlight through, like, photosynthesis and just continuously being stronger than him.
Oh my god. This is insane.
But see, we all know who the real Victor is. That's bad.
Lex Luthor. Brainiac?
Who did you say?
Dr. Manhattan.
Batman.
Uh-huh. Alright.
Superman has had children in so few times before. Like in the Injustice storyline where he got Lois Lane pregnant and then Joker killed Lois Lane Joker made Superman kill Lois Lane with their unborn baby. And that's what kind of drove Superman insane to become a super tyrant.
Oh my god.
Super tyrant Superman sounds awesome.
Yeah, Joker used...
What I'm saying is my favorite thing from the DC Universe as a whole is the intro cinematic to DC Universe Online.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. Oh
yeah,
that was beautiful, dude.
That was dope shit.
It felt like that's what the comics are like, because, you know, the comics are fucking real as shit. So it's just like, okay.
Yeah,
I'm satisfied.
Kind of dead. Superman's losing his powers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not... Like, Superman couldn't even get into his Fortress of Solitude because it didn't recognize his Kryptonian DNA anymore. Like, which told me that he's not even a Kryptonian anymore. That's why, like, you see him, he's just wearing, like, a t-shirt, some jeans, riding a motorcycle, because he literally doesn't have any powers anymore. And Batman's dead. Wow. Batman and Joker kind of killed each other. Which was awesome for, like, the final endgame issue, but that happened. Okay. And I think Commissioner Gordon is Batman now? I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
All right, we're jumping way too far in this. Yeah, is there anything else with the Fallout 4 trailer that you guys want to point out?
No.
It takes place in Boston, apparently.
Say it again?
It's speculated that it takes place in Boston.
Yeah.
What?
If you look at the trailer, you can see, like, things from Boston in there, like buildings and stuff that are in Boston.
So, yeah. And the only thing is, like, I don't know anything about the Fallout lore, so I don't know if there's cool stuff in Boston. But otherwise, I think it looks fine. It's cool.
I kind of want to, like, read more about this and stuff, because the only Fallout game I played was Fallout 3. Like, I didn't even fucking play New Vegas. I was like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, I didn't want to play that one. But I still want to give it a shot, though. I have to give it a shot.
I want to play 1 and 2, because 1 and 2 are legit as fuck, and I think they look cool.
Is there, like, any other way I can get those, or...?
What, 1 and 2?
How do I get my hands on them?
What, 1 and 2?
Yes.
They're on Steam and GOG?
Yeah, they should be there.
They're, like, been there.
And, dude,
Steam and GOG.
And even if you want the CD version, eBay. I do eBay.
The GOG version is good. You probably don't need the CD version. The CD version would probably be really hard to run.
I have not bought a CD version of a PC game since, like, Diablo 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's been years.
If someone expects me to get a CD version of a game, I can't install it, so sorry.
Yeah.
There's no CD drive on my computer.
If it's for a computer, so I would just download it. That's what's up, though. But, alright, we're going to have to cut this trailer here, man.
We're going to cut the trailer, so if you're watching the video, if you're listening to the podcast only, we're going to cut the trailer off right now.
This is the trailer to the Game of Question podcast. You know, you guys like this trailer, right? This was pretty nice.
I think the graphics are shitty.
Oh, don't worry. It will still be presented at E3, because apparently there's going to be a lot of fans that are going to be there. But, alright, let me cut this short, then. You can find me at PMG Bananas on Twitter, and also I run YouTube, and you can follow my YouTube channel at Peach Monkey Gaming. I do funny games. I haven't made one yet, but there is one coming, because I am planning to do Twitch, actually, so I will start Twitch, so sooner or later you can search Peach Monkey Gaming on Twitch. And I'm planning to do a whole lot of different games, especially Mario, you know, the rehacked Mario games. Check that out, it's coming soon. But Mike, where can I find you at?
If you're watching this live, you can check me out on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/AgeMike. I just started my Death Marches run. It's Death March run on Witcher 3. And for the duration of time where I feel like a sitting person while I do that, I'll be playing that. And then I'll play other stuff once that I get too frustrated because I'm bad at the game. I just released an EP. You can check it out, mikehartyou.com. It's metal as fuck. It's super cool. I'm a big fan of it, and you should check it out.
It'll make your ears bleed.
You can check out. It's not gonna make your ears. It sounds amazing. It sounds like angels singing.
Well, right? Isn't that the beautiness to have blood just flowing from your ears?
You'd be like, that sounds awful. That means you probably can't hear anymore. That's not good.
It's the hospital.
That's metal though.
Angels singing is so fucking metal. From like the heavens, like it's like and then like. You just like ride in on like a horse with wings, like a guitar.
Yeah, and then that's pretty. And then Ronnie James Dio just comes in. Holy damn!
Yeah, fucking awesome. So yeah. So
okay, no. What he said? He said it's metal with shit.
If you want regular updates, you can check it out on Twitter at MikeRU.
That's the Birdman. Where can they find you at?
Well, they can find me at my Twitter, Crew Birdie, but I probably won't be there. I haven't updated that shit in like a week.
Come on, you gotta make a post. Post that your feet itch.
Do you do anything on the internet?
YouTube and Facebook. I mean, like,
okay.
I love YouTube.
Alright, no, that's
like
okay.
Twitch.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm just asking.
Don't worry, we're gonna bring you in some gameplays. When I start doing my gameplays for live streams, I am bringing you in so we can dominate some Mario games. Cool?
Okay.
Alright, and Skimpy? Skimpy, where can they find you at?
You can find me in the club, you know. That's why I usually
going up on Tuesday.
B Speedo.
No, you can find me on Twitter, Snippy Wizard. You can find me at the PlayStation, my PlayStation Network, where I just posted. You can find me on Twitch at Skimpy Wizard or YouTube at Skimpy Wizard, where I just fucking play fucking video games on Twitch whenever I feel like.
Yeah, I'm planning to do the night shift now. I'm gonna start doing night shift gameplays, which is gonna be awesome for Twitch because it seems easier. You know, everybody's home at night.
Yeah, I'm actually here for once.
I know. Mm-hmm. Let's see how he's going back into his coffin, you guys.
I am a very busy person.
Next time you're going to see him, he's going to have, like, zombie skin dissolving. But, all right, you guys. We'll see you guys in the next one.
All right.
Bye.